systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jamhole. Today is Wednesday, July 1st, 2009. My name's Matt.
My name's Danny.
Yeah, thank you so much for checking out episode number 212. Everybody down with the 212, say hey!
Hey!
Hey. Oh, fuck. This is the Jamhole Free Comedy Podcast. Thank you guys so much for joining us for the big Wednesday night episode. Oh, fuck. Let's see. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback, type shit. I will see it right here. Or you can give us a call, 406-204-4687, or Skype the Jamhole, all one word, all lowercase. Now, real quick, it is a new month, thejamhole.com/rush. Go there. Vote for the Jamhole. Fuck everybody else. Just the jam hole. Actually, fuck thejamhole.com/rush. Just go to thejamhole.com/vote. That's all you need. No, I'm just kidding. Go vote for all of the shows. Right now, I believe we're bouncing between number 10 and number 11 overall and, like, number 6 in comedy. So,
Doing
not bad for the first day. We're slipping. And, honestly, I think this is going to be the last month we do this because I'm getting kind of... I don't know what the traffic is like for Podcast Alley, but I almost think that we've exhausted that avenue. We've been on the front page for, you know, a couple months now.
Yeah.
I think everyone that we're going to get from that site, I mean, granted, I don't know, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if they get new people that often. Like, I used that site when I first got into podcasts.
Yeah.
And then I found all the shows I like and haven't been to it since. Until now that I have, you know, the Jam Hole. So
right.
Now I look at it just to see where we're at. But as far as using it to find other shows, I don't anymore. No. So
Josh from Big Mouth says, jealous because I'm over you in counts. Boom!
Yeah, jealous because all of your... Because you have 3 co-hosts that have like 8 email addresses
apiece.
That's fine. Because you know what, Josh? I go to sleep at night knowing that my votes are legitimate. Your votes are like King Henry VIII's children, illegitimate and dead.
Oh.
And all females.
A tutor's pun. A little.
Suck these nuts, buddy. Longest comeback ever. Thank you, Josh. So, holy Christ, we got a lot of shit to get to today. Where should we start?
First, I want to know about that fleshlight.
I'll get to the fleshlight.
Shut
your goddamn mouth. Remember, I've been trying not to talk about it too much, but it comes up here and there in everyday conversation. I was in some office today with the TV on. I was at a cafe up in Libby eating. And they had the TV on, and of course, there's still news about Michael Jackson and all this shit, and I apparently was correct. He was a fucking opiate junkie, and he did die of being a big flaming pussy. But what I didn't realize is, because when I grew up, you know, I was still kind of young when he was at his peak. Like, my dad was way into it, went to his concerts. When I was a little kid, I had the little red jacket
I
with the zippers on.
I want to see pictures of
seriously,
that.
Though, it's, like, this big. Like, it was probably when I was 6 or 7.
I really want to see that.
My parents got me that, and I think my mom has some pictures of me dressed up in that for Halloween one year.
Don't be surprised when your mom comes back from California, and I talk to her, and those pictures end up on the forum.
Oh, that's fine. I'll put them on there if I had them. But, my hair was all done in, like, the Jerry curl and shit, and, like, I had the jacket on, the glove, and the glasses, and I was, like, 6 years old. I just thought it was cool, man. I was just gonna fucking get some Halloween candy and shit. Little did I know that, you know, he would turn into a big fucking perv, but...
Right.
So, what... I remember glimpses here and there of stuff about, like, at his concerts. his fans were so dedicated and so hardcore that they would faint when he came out, and they would, like, have hyperventilating spasms and shit like that. And, like, every concert he threw back then, you know, back when he was huge and shit.
And black.
And black. Don't forget that. He was a black man. At least, like, four or five people had to be pulled out in ambulances. Like, that was just par for the course. And I didn't even think of that until I heard this on another show today, that now 12 people have killed themselves because he is dead.
Wow.
Almost like a cult following, almost. Like, if
Keith... I can't live if he's not alive!
Yeah, exactly. Like, he's been making new fucking music and shit. Like,
no,
your life
nothing.
Ceases to exist now that he's gone. Because, you know, you guys used to hang out and shit at the right. Neverland Ranch. Like, now I'm gonna have to find another weird gay white guy to finger my butthole. But, so, I heard that, and do you know what that means?
What?
Michael Jackson or his death is responsible for more deaths than marijuana. Yet,
no.
Michael Jackson, still legal for the most part.
Right.
Marijuana, not. So I'm going to, on thejamhole.com, if you look at our pages, the different pages we have on the site, you'll see one called Fatality Rates. And what I'm compiling there, and eventually I'd like to turn this into a book, is things that kill more people than weed. We have Facebook, the Nintendo Wii, drinking water. Like, there's a huge list. And
yeah.
As we read news stories, we add new things to it. And I heard that today. I'm like, ah, that's fabulous.
Michael
it's been a while.
Michael Jackson's killing people.
Fuck it,
hey. Nice.
It's been a while since we've added something new to that list. So I got pretty excited over that. And yeah, and I got sent, 26 sent me a story, and a couple other people have been sending me things about it, about how his... One of his songs was about Demerol, and it's like, that's what he was addicted to, like, no shit. Like, he was writing songs about it 10 years ago, but I'm over it. The only reason I'm talking about it now is because I wanted to mention the death rate thing, and that's it. So.
Right.
Fantastic.
Fantastic. Wonderful. Thank you for that, Matt.
So, we got in the mail the other day, what was it? It was before Monday's show.
The DVD?
Yeah, the DVD that... Who sent
MDS.
That to us? It just came from Florida, and
MDS.
Then it came... It surfaced that MDS was the one that sent it to us, and all it was an envelope with a DVD... Well, it was a CD in there with a movie on it,
yeah.
And a note that said, if you liked Last House on the Left, dot, dot, dot. And that was it. And
yep.
I was like, I don't know who this is from. It says it's postmarked Florida, and we have, you know, quite a few fans that live in Florida.
Well, when I looked at that, we were actually doing a show, and I was in the chat, and I was like, hey, MDS, did you send us something? He's like, I'm not saying shit until Matt says he likes it or not. I'm like, yeah, you sent it. So he never actually said that he sent it, but he sent it.
How you drink that shit?
Well, why the fuck are you drinking it?
Because you didn't get me a Rockstar, you fucking slut.
You could have texted my brother.
I'm sorry, that
was with
rude.
Him.
That was rude.
Yeah, say you're sorry.
You're sorry. So... Don't throw things. I have equipment here.
It's fine. I got equipment here too. Heavy.
So what the movie ended up being is something that came out in 1980, which just happened to be the year I came out. I was released back in 1980. My world debut. It only took me 28 years to create a hip hop album at thejamhole.com/store, and this podcast. So far, so good, right?
Mm-hmm.
not an MTV or anything, but I can rap. I can rap presents. So,
right.
It was called Cannibal the Holocaust. And I was like, huh, this looks interesting.
Interesting.
And when he said it's like, if you liked Last House on the Left,
I'm thinking rape. A lot of rape.
Well, that's what I was thinking. At first, I was like, maybe it's just a cool drama. Or, at first, what I honestly thought it was the original Last House on the Left,
because
that was
yeah.
a remake, right? So that's what I thought it was, and then it was that. And as soon as I saw Cannibal the Holocaust, when, you know, I started playing it, I was like, this is going to be some rape shit that is probably going to outdo Last House
on the Left. Right.
And, wow, dude, wow. I appreciate you sending me porn from your own private stash. I did. I enjoyed it thoroughly. But wow, dude, you guys, I don't even know.
Pretty intense shit. I thought it was pretty cool, though.
That
it's pretty badass.
Like, basically, I don't know. I haven't researched it enough. I don't know if it's real or not. But the premise of it is back in 1980, these people, or even before that, this was in the 70s, these documentary makers went out to, what was it, South America?
I thought it was Africa somewhere.
Africa?
Or something like
somewhere
that.
Somewhere in there. And they were...
some weird third world country.
They were trying to get on film these tribes that have never... like, the only white people that have ever seen them have been killed and this and that, and they're cannibals. And
they
you
ate
know,
the fucking people with
that's,
the cameras.
That's what cannibals do, right?
Yeah.
Right. So they go there, and they're like... they got guns, and you can tell they're like... druggies, kinda. They're into like the free love thing. They're like little hippies, basically. It was
they burn down their hut and then fuck on the ashes with all the tribe members watching. It's like
basically,
really, dude?
Basically, it's the story about this guy that works for a network or whatever, and he knows this guy that's a research professor at some school, and the professor goes to this place to try and find what happened to these people that have gone missing, right?
Yeah.
And ends up finding the tribe, ends up, you know, being,
befriending them
kind of, and trading shit to get the tapes back, brings the tapes back and starts watching them and is like, whoa, holy shit. And
you guys fucked up.
Basically, the first people that went there, the documentary people, why am I saying
the
that
the people
word
who
weird?
Got
ate documentary.
In the beginning.
Right. Those people, the hippies, like, they fucked some shit up. They were fucking destroying. Once they found the tribe, they, like, started chasing them around, and they're filming this here and there.
Shooting them like animals, basically. Like, here, let me shoot this one. It's wounded. Okay, it's slower. We can follow it to get back to the tribe. You know, it's going to take us back to where it lives, and we're going to see the rest of them. Ah!
So they get back to their living, their huts, their pizza huts, basically, and they just start, like, chasing them around like animals, like, herding like, them all into one hut, and then they start lighting shit on fire all the while they're taping it, and then, like you said, the boyfriend, girlfriend of the bunch, the hippies, like, start fucking on the burned-down hut on these dead... not aborigines, but not pygmies. Headhunters almost.
I don't know.
Just like, picture National Geographic titty time. That's the kind of tribe it was. Very uncivilized. I mean, to them, you know, that's just normal. But to us, very, even in the 70s, when people were doing blow and listening to disco, very uncivivilized. Like,
but just, yeah, they fucked on the ruins of their houses. Where they, you know, did their family stuff and whatever. That's pretty fucking rude, if
you
ask me.
After
you
burn their shit down.
And they're all just sitting there watching. They're like, what the fuck
do we
do
now? They don't have renter's insurance or anything. And you're just coming in here, like, burning shit down. So they do all that, and then they start leaving. They end up getting lost, of course. And then slowly, one by one, the black people get their revenge, and they start picking them up.
Beheading them, raping them.
Fucking them up. They wounded one of them, so they were easier to follow.
Yeah.
They started raping the chick, and just very
awesome.
Well,
they raped the chick because they raped one of their chicks.
Right, those guys
before.
Raped one of the black chicks.
Yeah, and they totally, they're like three of them, dude, just ran
and
up
then,
like, it's my turn, ho-ho!
And
like,
then that black chick went back to the tribe, and her tribesmen fucked her shit
they're
up.
They're like, oh, you are contaminated, you're infected.
We don't want the white man's
we don't
fucking,
want that shit here.
Fuck no, man.
Oh,
we
they came across her, and they had a pipe through her fucking mouth all the way through her ass, sticking in the ground, and she's just standing there, and they're
it
like,
reminded
holy
me
shit.
of Doom 2. When you type in the codes and you teleport to the last level and there's all those spears in the ground with
the
bloody
game.
Bodies on them.
You played the game.
Doom 2? Oh, fuck yeah, dude. I was like 14 when that came out.
Really?
That was badass shit.
Wow.
No? You never played that?
I played Doom, a little bit of Doom 2, not too much.
Do you remember Wolfenstein?
Yes.
The original one?
Yes.
Where he's like, Schustoffer! My layman! My layman!
It's very vaguely, but yes.
shoe stuff.
Oh my god.
I used to play Doom 2 and you'd type in these warp codes and you'd get to a couple Wolfenstein levels and then you would type in, I think I've told this story a long time ago on the show, but anyway, you type in these speed codes and then you could launch a rocket and start running. And you'd be running sideways, and you'd see the rocket go right into the fucking guy and just watch him splatter. And they'd be like, oh, my lemon! It's so awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, so, I highly recommend... Oh, right. So, the network guy, he goes to his bosses, and they're like, we have to get this out to people. We have to release it. And he's like, no. The only shit you've seen is what your editors put together. And I don't think... that if you actually saw what I saw, because it gets a lot worse, that you would still want to release this. And they're like, bullshit, we're going to release it. And he's like, let's fucking watch it. So they go in their private little movie theater thing, and they start watching it. And at the end of it, the lady is, like, about to throw up. They're like, the head guy,
boss manager guy is like, I want these tapes burned.
Yeah, he turns to the projector runner, and he's like, destroy this shit. Because it was fucking crazy. And that's why I don't know if it was real. Because at the beginning it said it was based on true events. And
I bet some shit like that went down.
But if,
you know.
So,
I mean,
and it said something about the guy that ended up releasing him was the projection runner. He didn't burn him like he was supposed to. And he got in big shit for releasing it. So I don't know if that's all part of the mood that like the Blair Witch Project.
Yeah.
When that came out, people are like, oh my God, this is real. And then it came out that it totally wasn't. And if you believe that, you're a fucking retard and you should have been gassed. Like, just a whole big fucking crazy. But I
never watched that, thank God.
What?
The Blair Witch Project.
It was entertaining.
Yeah,
I didn't
even
go
even
into
watch it. I saw previews for it. And I'm like, that looks so fucking stupid.
Well, yeah, see, I like that kind of stupid horror shit. But it was entertaining for what it was, but I didn't go into it being like, wow, I'm going to go out to fucking BFE and find this Blair Witch because this is a real fucking thing, you know?
Right.
So, but I highly recommend, if you guys ever get a chance to, or if you want, I will send you a copy of it.
It's pretty cool.
If you buy my album, I will send you a copy of it. How's that?
Very interesting.
Yeah,
very
just
interesting.
Crazy and awesome.
Looks
rape scenes.
Very real.
That's why
I've
I don't know,
say,
like, is it real or
when
is
they're
it
hacking
not
up the turtle, all, that looks really fucking weird.
Yeah.
When they're hacking up the mongoose, that looks really weird.
When they're
really
raping
real.
That chick,
it
that
looks,
looks
really real. All, when they're hacking up dudes, like the guys, the expeditionist people that went out there to begin with, when they filmed them getting torn apart.
Yeah, like
that
it
looks real.
They have these big, like, hatchet looking, they're made out of stone and wood, but they're like axes almost.
Yeah.
And they just keep hitting them, and it's not really doing anything at first, and then all of a sudden
you
see
the,
like,
skin breaking.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. Back in the 70s,
they
pulled
their guts out and stuff, and that, and dude, I've skinned and cleaned many a hog.
And
dude,
it looked like that.
That
huh?
looks like that.
And what I'm just thinking is, compared to a lot of the horror movies that were released around that time, none of it looked like that. Like,
no,
that looked real. That, and
it looked like a straight up documentary.
It looked like what horror movies are nowadays, to where they do it to where it looks real.
Yeah.
Like, you seriously just got your head busted in by a fucking meat cleaver.
Right,
you know, like,
right.
It looked real. You compare it to what came out around that same time, and it's all like very fake looking, very
like Hellraiser-ish.
Yeah, exactly. Very
clay,
like,
animation.
It's stop motion, clay animation stuff, and yeah, it looks, you can tell.
Doesn't
like,
look like that.
No,
that looks
this,
very real.
Yeah, and it came out in 1980 is when the actual what we saw was released. It had, so I don't know, man. I'll try though.
Do some research on it, maybe.
Yeah, I was gonna say tomorrow when I'm doing show notes and stuff, I'll try and do a little more research and see what I can dig up for you guys. So then yesterday we went and saw, I had this whole awesome plan.
Something
I got,
1, 2, 3.
I got paid and I'm like, let's go out on a date. We'll go have dinner and we'll go
I
watch.
I was so excited
we'll go to the,
too. I was
we'll,
like, ah!
We'll go have dinner. We'll go to the bar. We'll have a few drinks, play some pool, and we'll go see a movie. And then we'll go home and we'll fuck like dogs. We'll like cats because I don't like dogs very much. And
you
so
like
I get home. And you're like, oh, man, I am so full. I totally ate. I'm like, cool, thanks for ruining my day, you fucking bitch. I'm glad you'd rather go have lunch with a queer and a felon than with your boyfriend whom you love, supposedly.
I was fucking hungry!
I waited. I subverted my hunger.
I hadn't eaten shit.
Neither had I. I waited.
I was dying.
And I was working. What were you doing?
Well, my little brother called me, and it was like, hey, you know, mom loaned me $20. You want me to take you out to lunch? And I'm like, shit, yeah, you know.
Yeah, and that's my fault, because I wasn't like, hey, don't eat anything. I'm going to take you out to dinner, because I wanted to surprise you, but...
Yeah.
And whatever. I was kind of... I was in a pissy mood for a while, and then
for
I
like
got
2 days?
No, I'm talking about then.
I don't know, for
the
like
first
2 days.
Day was because I racked my fucking head, and
I
had a headache.
I came up and kissed you on, and you're like, I hate your face. Because
you
like,
fucking hit it, dude.
I didn't mean to.
Let me punch you in the fucking cervix.
Please don't.
That's what it feels like.
But you were in a really crappy mood
yeah,
for the
I
last
was.
Couple days. And
I was.
It really sucked.
Okay, though, how many bad moods have I been in since you've met me?
A lot.
That's two now?
No, a lot.
Bullshit.
No, you're getting funky, weird vibes. Like, you have this funk coming off of you. Like, don't fucking look at me.
Like the funk coming off of you?
No, you get this weird vibe where I just know that I shouldn't come up or talk to you or, like, even fucking bother you, touch you, nothing.
Well, sometimes. I mean...
I know, but you do that...
Not that often, though.
No.
And a lot of it, I think, is the Suboxone. Like, it makes
yeah,
me just
yeah, and I understand that, and that's why I don't
down.
Bring it up or say anything about it, because I understand, you know, that shit fucks with you.
Yeah.
And most of the time, you're okay.
Yeah,
but
I try.
Once or twice every, like, 8 days, you'll do that.
Yeah, that will happen.
And it'll last for the whole day, because
but then I
being
come out
in
of
that
it.
Funk... For the first part of your day, and then you go to work, and then you're at work, and all these
and,
people piss you off.
You have
and you
to
get
understand.
Home and you're like, I fucking hate everyone.
A lot of it is that I'm at work, and I see the boss's son on salary working like 5 hours a day, and in those 5 hours, not doing fucking shit.
You don't
and then
think
I
get
see...
the same shit at my job?
Well, yeah, I know you do, but. It just sucks at my job because we don't have rushes like that. Like, I can go in there and he's not doing anything and I have, like, shit that takes two or three people to do that I'm doing by myself because he's on the fucking internet looking yeah. up Seattle Seahawks fucking bridal bullshit things.
Yeah.
Like, I understand you're buying a house and you're getting married soon, but you've been like this since I started working there. Like, come on, dude. Seriously. I know you listen to this every now and then. Please. Like,
please.
help a brother out, man. It's fucking bullshit.
But I get the same stuff, too. But I guess it's more intense for you because of the Suboxone, maybe?
Well, it just makes me down. And then, like, that shit happens. And I'm already, like, down here at my baseline
right.
just shit. And then that fucking puts me just even further. And it's like... Yeah. I can't do anything about it. I could get some weed and get fucking high, and then, you know, I'm cool again. But I don't, you know, we don't always have money.
Right.
Oh, God, that stinks as bad as it tastes going down.
Right?
That's nasty.
You better fucking drink all of that.
It's giving me it's fucking done just about. So, yeah, that's what happened with that. But, yeah, so I chilled for a bit, and I was like, fine. Well, I'm going to go eat where I want to eat, and then we'll continue. We'll pick up where, you know, I left off with
right.
the rest of the evening.
And that was fine. I
and
was
we,
totally
yeah.
fine with that.
So we went and saw Pelham 1-2-3. I thought that'd be a cool movie because we were in New York. I enjoyed John Travolta's work.
We saw a lot of the same shit
yeah,
that
yeah.
we saw while we were there. We're like, I was totally there!
I'm usually not one for, like, talking during movies and shit, but there wasn't that many people in it, for one, and for two, it's like, we're not missing key plot points here. It's
dude.
Not like Angels and Demons where, like, you should probably pay attention.
By the way?
Yes?
The couple that was sitting in front of us
the entire
time.
She had hot tits. Like, when I walked in, I could totally, like, look down, and you could totally see down her shirt.
Well, like,
if I had a camera, I'd
totally... Like, okay, totally, for real, like, she talked like this the entire
oh,
time
yeah,
while
I know.
You were gone.
Oh, I know.
She was like, okay, so, like, this movie, oh,
hey,
my God, for
hey,
reals, for
hey.
Reals, man, what?
I didn't say she was fun to talk to. I said she was fun to look at, and that was it.
Well, that's what I was bred for.
I was bred to fuck, and that is it.
Pretty much, dude. Like, seriously,
that sucks,
man.
But you gotta figure,
the
dude
no,
that's
wait, the
with
dude
her
that was with her, you should have heard him. He's like, yeah, uh-huh. That's oh, that's
so
cool.
Interesting. Yeah. God, I can't wait to I can't wait to stick my dick in between those tits when I get home.
He would just say like one or two things like, yeah, uh-huh, that's cool. Oh, man, that's so funny. And then like laugh a little bit and then just kind of whatever while she's like,
yeah.
Oh, my God. So like totally like this last week. Oh, my God. Me and my friends went out to this Baja. Like,
boom.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We're up there cracking like halfway smart commentary to it, and they're just down there like, oh my God, did you see that? Oh my God, oh my God, he's like, oh my God, ah!
Yeah, but the dude was laughing because of what we
yeah,
said.
Well, yeah,
the chick's like, was huh? Like, wow. I wish you suckers would stop talking.
Oh man, I was waiting for him to like come and hang out with us, and she
wish you'd fucking
something.
Close your legs so I could enjoy this better. You
I know,
what?
But yeah, it was if you haven't seen it, John Travolta, Denzel Washington,
so good,
very a lot better than Transformers
very
too,
much
which
better.
I don't know if you've noticed this or not, is my baseline for comparing any movie for 2009 too. I will be comparing it to Transformers 2 because that was a huge pile of shit, Michael Bay. Hey, did you get the email I sent you with what Devastator's supposed to look like? You fuck. The Jamel. Sorry. The Jamel.com/forums. Somebody, I think it was Red Fox.
Yes,
he
it
sent
was.
Me an awesome picture.
I
he's
saw
like,
it
was after Wednesday, or after Monday show, excuse me. He's like, this is what Devastator's supposed to look like. And I clicked the link. Thinking it was gonna be some smart ass shit like a screen cap from what it looked like in the movie. Oh fuck no. That is what fucking Devastator's all about. That's right. What he fucking looks like.
And it looks badass too, so you guys should go check it out.
And that's what I went into it expecting, Michael Bay. That's what I expected.
Not some dog.
You said
weird thing.
Devastator in my brain, I was like, cool,
woo!
Devastator, not stupid dog-looking thing.
That
you
sucks
fuck.
Pyramids. Right.
Not pleased.
Well, anyway.
Still, I don't know if
Felon
you...
Felon 1, 2, 3.
If you are wondering, am I pleased with Transformers 2 yet, still not pleased.
Still not pleased.
Still not.
But Felon 1, 2, 3.
Right, and oh, that's what I was going to finish saying. The only reason
awesome
I'm comparing
movie.
It to that is because that made a buttload of fucking money.
Yeah.
And that's the baseline for what summer movies want to get to.
Right.
And there looks like there's a few
it's
good ones.
It's because of the comic name. That's all it is.
Yeah. I never even read the comics. That's
really?
The thing. Like, I just was a huge fan of the cartoon when I was a kid in the
80s. See, I read some of the comics, not big into the cartoon. I didn't read all of the comics, but it... because of the comic, I'm like, yeah, you know, I want to go see this movie. You know, it's Transformers, dude. Fucking Megatron and shit, dude. Yeah.
Megatron was a gun, by the way. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, anyway, but like, you know, it's. I was like, yeah, I want to go see this. And a lot of people are like that. They're like, oh, man. You know, or I watched the cartoon as a kid, or, oh, I read the comic. And
well, that's the thing. I watched the cartoon as a kid, and I had most of the toys. I had the Omega Supreme and the Blaster and the fucking Soundwave and Shockwave and the Megatron gun.
Well, that's why
gun.
People go and see it, because they're like, man, you know, it reminds me of back in the day. And
exactly.
Everybody goes and sees it,
and
then they're totally disappointed.
Douche fuck like Michael Bay comes
Michael
along
Bay!
And totally destroys it, Michael Bay! You
Bad,
destroyed
Michael
it.
Bay, that is a no. No.
You did to that movie what I did to my body shooting up oxys for 8 fucking 10 years, you douche fuck.
8 fucking 10 years.
You totally ruined it. Totally ruined it and made me not able to come when I was high on that. Thank you. That's what you did.
You can't
all
come
climax,
when you're high at all.
All climax, no finish, dude. That's the metaphor. That's what I'm talking about.
It really is.
You fuck stick fuck.
You can't. Climax regardless, even if you've been taking that for a long time.
What?
You can't climax at all if you're on painkillers.
That's what I'm saying.
You made it sound like
I
it was
can
just
come
you.
Now. What?
Can I watch? Right I now? Can,
right now?
Right now? Will you come for me? Right now? Don't you fucking use
no,
that cause
thing. No, because I'll tell you something. I am spent. I ain't coming for like the next couple days. Gotta let the boys refill. But we'll get to that in a moment. What I did want to mention, the only thing I was not pleased about with Pelham 1, 2, 3, Sony, was that it was a
everywhere.
Big, giant Sony Vio ad. And I understand that Sony Pictures is the one that probably made, they gave them, you know, money or whatever the fuck. They're the studio that made the fucking movie. but do you have to have... Oh, hey, let me check the feedback on my Sony Vaio. Hey, that's what Vaio. It was. It seemed like the kid on the train. That was, excuse my face. Oh, God, that's rank. The kid that was on the train that had, he was webcamming with his slut fucking girlfriend. He had a Sony Vaio. She had a Sony Vaio. John Travolta
had Sony headphones on.
Sony had everything.
Everything.
Dude. It that bugged
me. Well, they
me.
Did endorse the movie.
What?
But the movie, the
they
whole
made
movie
the
itself.
Movie. Sony Pictures
yeah,
made
course.
The movie. So they're going to pump. But it seems like
well, yeah,
you shouldn't have to do that. Like,
no, but they still want to.
Yeah, I don't
it
know.
It's the equipment they use in there. They want it to be Sony because they're the ones who make the movie. I mean, who
yeah,
the fuck wouldn't want
to
do that?
It wasn't shit that was like they're going way out of their way to be like, well, let's look at my... I just bought a 56-inch Sony Trinitron. Like, it wasn't
at
anything like that.
At least they didn't
that,
put a fucking commercial in the middle of it. I mean...
It's like movies when, like, they open up a laptop. Like, on 24, when they open up a laptop, it's an Apple symbol or whatever. It was like that. But
yeah.
Because it's Sony, it was Vios. But it also... I don't know if this is John Travolta... Or the movie company, or maybe he just enjoys these kinds of scripts. Swordfish
yeah.
was kind of like this movie.
Yeah.
Also.
Where he's very smart.
And computer involved.
Right.
Also. Broken Arrow.
Right.
Kind of just like this movie. But it was entertaining.
I think he's drawn to it. Like, he's a smart,
is that,
bad guy.
He, like, his whole time growing up, he wished he was, like, just a badass bad
a
guy that
genius
had...
genius bad guy
Sony
who knew
Vios.
He could get away with it. Like,
yeah.
You know, I know what's going on. I'm tricking you by leading you this way, but I'm really doing this behind your back.
Yeah.
Which you'll never find out till the end.
It did have a couple smart twists in it. I wasn't... I don't know. I'm not going to ruin it, but...
I first saw John Travolta in the movie, and the last movie I saw with John Travolta in it was Wild Hogs.
Oh, that was a piece of shit.
Yes, it was.
Holy fuck. You know, hey, let's get all these awesome fucking actors, and then we'll
together.
Let monkeys write the script for it. Because that's what that piece of shit was. Did Michael Bay direct that?
Because probably.
It was a piece of shit. Holy fuck.
But
I forgot about that. That one I did download.
That was really? Wow.
Allegedly. Right.
The Apple tattoos.
What a piece of
yeah.
shit. I finished it and I like sat there and I about dumped my fucking pants. I was like, oh, I had to remember to fucking breathe. I feel so fucking retarded right now.
Well, that was the last movie I had saw with John Travolta and I wasn't paying attention or anything.
Was that wasn't the last movie he's done, was
well,
it?
Well, no, that was just
he's
the
done,
last one I had saw.
Okay,
whatever.
He's done some other shit since then.
But
his kid
like,
died.
Because
his retard kid. Sorry, that was mean.
That was really mean.
Nice,
say you're sorry.
Nice facial hair, though,
hey,
by the way.
Say you're sorry.
Is that real?
What?
I'm not sorry. You know what's sorry?
What?
Some fucking awesome, hot, sexy actor banging some hot, sexy actress and giving birth to a fucking retard.
Right,
that's sad. Fuck, dude, what's wrong? I'd get that shit looked at.
Oh, man. That'd be like us having a child. It's perfect. It's like, oh.
I know, right? Like, no addictive personality to coke or
looks
opiates.
Beautiful, fucking
or,
amazing
or
child.
Or alcohol.
Nothing.
No cysts up in its ovaries.
Fucking
no
blonde, blue eyes. No.
Yeah, the perfect specimen. Probably a couple abilities. It could probably fly and shoot laser beams out.
Telekinesis and shit.
Something like that.
Yeah,
the little fucking... God, that'd be fucking fantastic.
No, but, you know, just looking at him when I saw him in Phelim 123. Like
Pelham?
Phelim?
Pelham?
P-H.
P-E-L-H, actually.
Oh, I thought it was P-H. Okay, Pelham, whatever.
Thank you.
But anyway, I saw him in the subway station, and I see this fucking, the handlebar goatee thing he's got going on, and a tattoo on the side of his neck, and I'm like, oh, fuck, you look so goddamn lame already.
Did you ride your wild hog here,
I
you
know,
fucking faggot?
Like, you fucking faggot. But the character ended up growing into it, I guess, you know? Like,
I guess.
Yeah.
But it did. It ended up being a good movie. I enjoyed.
I was like, here you go, trying to be a hard ass again. What the fuck,
I think,
man?
The best part, because of the whole Transformers thing, John Turturro, the dude in Transformers. He walks out. He's the fucking the hostage negotiator.
Right.
And I'm like, holy shit, it's Sector
77!
That was fucking fantastic.
And then he gets on the mic and they kill people.
Yeah, I was totally waiting for him to like rip off his pants and be like, Sector 7 cup, standard issue. Good stuff, though. It was entertaining, and it wasn't my first choice, but there was literally nothing else playing.
Really?
Like,
nothing.
There was nothing else. A bunch of Disney shit.
Dumbass
fucking
comedy movies.
The Proposal, Transformers 2, there was. The only other
did you
one...
Did you want to propose to me? During,
not at all.
During the proposal?
I would have seen Star Trek just because I haven't seen it yet, and there hasn't been a good copy other than Telesyncs to download.
I don't want
to
see that.
Legally, of course.
I really don't care.
But, well, see, I don't know.
Never
I want to see it because
sorry.
Siler is Spock,
don't
and
care.
I enjoy Heroes a lot. And yeah,
don't care.
Whatever.
Trekkie.
But, yeah, it was all right. I don't know. I would probably say just download it, but if you're going to pay for it and you're like that, no, I've never watched the TV shows, never watched any of the other movies. Like, that's why I wanted to see this one, because they remade it and made it so that people that have never seen Star Trek could maybe enjoy it, too. And they have
maybe
cool...
you should watch some of it before you decide to watch the movie.
Well, no, that's...
It
that's...
might change your fucking mind.
Maybe.
Because it did for me.
So, I played a game today. Today I went to Libby.
Did you get asbestosis?
I hope not. I fucking
hope
not.
Have you coughed up blood yet? I came home with a nosebleed. Did you bring that shit to me? What's up?
Jesus. She punch you in the face, too, or what?
I guess.
Like, well, your reflex is there. A little slow. Are you drunk? Probably. But, so, you know, Libby, it's
maybe
an 80
you've
mile...
Maybe you've given me asbestosis.
What?
Maybe because of your Libby routes, you've given me asbestosis, and I'm just like bleeding
through
the
nose. I'm sure that's
now.
Exactly what it was.
Oh,
so,
man.
Because I have an 80-mile drive there, 80 miles back, no pot this time. Actually, truth be told, the salt guy was like, hey, you want to burn one before we go? I'm like, fuck yeah, I do. So we went to the salt shed and got a little stoned and then went out on the ride, which makes the drive there fucking awesome. But then, you know,
yeah, that's pretty. That's
I did my six fucking stops. I'm like, deer fucking nerch. And then, you know, I ate at the cafe and then I started coming back. I'm totally sober by this point. And I'm like, on the way there, I was kind of rubbing my dick a little bit, just like, you know, making sure it's there still. I'm like, yeah, it's there. Got kind of a half-mast semi going. I'm like, man, I should pull over and jerk it. And I'm like, nah, I should probably get there and get this shit done. I'm like, on the way back. So on the way back, I'm like, I'm going to play a game because I am so bored out of my fucking mind right now. I called it the Driving Jerk-Off Challenge.
Oh my god!
Y'all can play along at home. Well, not right now, unless it's tomorrow and you're listening to this in podcast form.
Matt.
So what I did...
Oh my god.
I turned on Distorted View, newest episode, because I had...
Wait, you're jerking it to Distorted View.
Will you listen?
Wait,
can
wait,
you
Distorted
listen?
View and jerking it.
I need the hole in the front of your face... shut, and the holes on the sides of your face open is what I need from you right now.
Okay, go.
That's why it's called the challenge, okay? Take that in for a sec. It's called a challenge. It's not called I'm looking at porn and jerking off normally. No, it's a challenge.
I'm listening to Distorted View.
You wanna play a game?
Oh.
Yes, I did. And I kind of wish I would have brought my fleshlight, but I did not. But we'll get into that after
this. I thought I was
going
to leave there. Like, oh, I was going to send this to dude, but I had it in my car. And
well, no, I sent him that one.
Yeah.
You know what? That ungrateful little fuck.
What?
I'll show you what. Hold on. Give me a sec here. And I'll
I can't just give you a sec.
Well, you can just give me a sec.
No, we're
well,
in the
here,
middle
well,
of this.
While I'm pulling up my fucking Jesus Gmail, are you cool?
No, probably not.
All right. Well, anyway, basically what he said was I just listened. He was just catching up on some episodes, and I guess he got to the one where he heard me say, I'm just going to send him the one that I got for free from Erototoys.com.
Uh-huh.
.com. And he, like, he sends me a message. He's like, oh, no, you didn't. You better not have fucking sent me that. Oh, well, if you did, I guess that's fine, but you owe me $50. And I, so I'm like, you ungrateful prick. So I sent him a message back, and all it said was, you're welcome. And that was it. So, fuck
wow.
him. I'm sorry. But
should have kept that shit.
I would have had two.
I'd have put my finger in it or something.
You could have. I could have been fingering one. It would have been like a threesome.
Right?
Okay, so driving jerk off challenge.
Okay. Distorted view.
Turn on distorted view. And it was not Sextastic Tuesday, and I was kind of thinking I should have put it back to that
because
I had the episode, but it was some granny porn. It was this dude and his great-grandma or grandma, and she was being a bitch to him, so he's like, I'm going to teach her a lesson, and he raped her because he's like, you know what you need? You need a good fucking, and she's like, I'd never, and she like fell back or almost fainted or something, and he saw her tits, and he's like, I'm going to fuck her. So I was like, that's not a challenge. There's no fucking way that I could come to that. And if I can, I don't want to know that I can. So I'm just not going to do that. So I'm listening to this episode, and I'm like, okay, can I, this is the challenge, can I come while driving? Now, you can't pull over. It's called a challenge. If I had pulled over, I could have closed my eyes and imagined, you know, fucking some ex-girlfriends or something and then came.
What? You mean
so defensive,
right? Like me.
Right. In the future, when you're my ex-girlfriend also.
Hey!
I always, that's my thing. When I imagine when I'm jerking off and I don't have porn to look at,
imagine your ex-girlfriend?
All of my ex-girlfriends in a big old fucking just orgy. That's my thing.
Not me.
Well, no, because you're my girlfriend. And then I imagine you coming in and catching me and then kicking everyone's ass, and then that's usually when I come. So. Totally kidding.
I'm gonna go
or
cry
am
now.
I? Huh? I or think, am I? You don't
I
know.
Think,
you don't know what's in here.
I think I'm going to go cry now.
don't sure. cry. I'm just playing.
You better tell me you jerk it to me. Or
I jerk
pissed.
It to me.
I jerk it to the coolest porns I've seen. That's
no! Am I
well,
in those?
I'm not
no.
jerking it to my exes.
Well, because look at your exes.
And some of them have pretty nice packages, so.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I bet with some good-looking guys.
Yeah.
Not the ones you know of.
Obviously. So, distorted view. Can I come while driving, doing 75 down the highway, in the work truck, while listening to Distorted View before the show ends?
What did you catch it in?
No, I cannot.
Uh-oh.
So I turned on hotcakes. I'm like, this will be a little less disgusting. And I did, like, I had it going good for a minute. I had the boner full on fucking.
You're like, yeah, pants, yeah.
And like, I'm totally thinking, like, every car that I pass, I'm like, oh, man, I'm totally jerking it. And then the semis, I'm like, man, I wonder if they can see this. And then I'm like, God damn it, this is not going to work. It's so hard to concentrate while you're driving, while listening to stuff, like, that's not sexy. If it would have been like, well, not like that, but, you know, in a chick's voice.
Like that.
Okay. I totally probably could have.
Yeah.
But not listening to, so, today, Michael Jackson, this and that. Like, no. Not so much. So, I failed the initial challenge, but then I was like, all right, can I do it before I get to town? Ended up being the next. I jerked off from Libby to fucking Kyla. I'm not even kidding. But I did successfully come, and fuck me, it happened to be while I was going around a corner, and I couldn't help it. Like, I'm doing it, and I'm so happy that, like, you know,
yes! 70-
60 miles later, after my shit's getting a little raw, and, you know, I don't have any lube, and I want to spit because I'm in the work truck, and I'm going to have to get out and unload my shit and go into the office. So I'm like, finally! And it's a fucking turn, so I got this paper towel that I had sitting on the center console, and I'm like, already holding that on my dick while I'm jerking it, steering with my knee and the other hand when I need to, trying not to get jizz all over me or the truck. It was a mess. It was so awful.
Oh my God.
But I did do it, and it took me to Kyla, so 60 miles.
You jerked it for 60 miles.
I jerked it for an hour. High five.
High five.
So then I get home, and I'd been talking to you, and you weren't feeling good. You were going to go to the doctor, which we'll talk about here after this. And I'm like,
she's not going to want to fuck, huh?
I'm like, she's not going to be home. This is my first chance to use the fleshlight. So I fucking hurry up and unload my truck, and I fill all by myself because no one's there to help me because everyone's a piece of shit. And I fucking get in the truck, and I'm going home, and I'm so excited. I'm pitching a fucking boner again, even though I came already. And I get home, and I lock the door. Why is the door locked? I'm just burning DVDs. I don't know.
Don't worry about it. I locked it. I knew it. I fucking knew you were in there jerking it, you son of a bitch.
You better watch your fucking mouth. You better watch your fucking attitude.
Don't point that thing at me.
This is amazing.
Really?
Dudes, let me tell you something. This, erototoys.com, this shit right here, nigga. This shit right here, nigga.
Better not be better than mine.
It's pretty fucking close. I'm not even kidding. Sit the fuck down. Sit down and give me another Sparks. I'm buzzed. Sit! Oh, man. If they make another Harry Potter movie, they should replace all the magic wands with fleshlights. This is awesome, dude. This feels, I was thinking, like, it's how, you know, like, how close to a real fucking pussy could it possibly feel? Dude, I tried to fuck it dry at first. You cannot do that. Unlike some chicks where they will get wet. Like, you have to use the lube with this. By the way, I need you to give me some lube tomorrow.
No, I'm not getting you lube tomorrow. The next time you get to use that is with me.
Ha! This is mine. This is staying in my work truck. But, oh my God, dude.
I want to use it on you.
We need a pregnancy test because my fleshlight might be pregnant. I don't know. I took its virginity today, and it did not cry, and it did not bleed.
I didn't cry or bleed when I lost my virginity.
I'm like, all right, I wonder if I can fuck it without the lube. Because it comes with a little tiny thing of lube. Not very much. And I'm like, and so I try it, and like, that's not working.
Did you spit on it or anything?
No, that's what I was thinking. Like,
you gotta put something in it. It's like Rubbermen. You're gonna pull it all inside itself.
But that's like, when I jerk off with my hand, I never use lube. Like, ever. I just use my fucking hand. And so I just assume. But yeah, it totally does not work. You have to have lube. So I take some lube and I rip the thing off it with my teeth like a man. And I put some on the tip of my dick. And I'm like, huh. So I take some and I like drip it down the fucking, the vaginal lips, if you will.
Oh my God.
Webcam show with my slut fucking fleshlight. Party super party. So I put some there.
I will burn that tomorrow.
And I penetrated it, and oh my God, dude. Even though I came like an hour prior to, I was like, this is freaking awesome! Amazing. Congratulations, you have finally replicated all of the good things about a woman with none of the bad things. I give you fucking props for whoever made these.
So
amazing. And then I came inside it, and then I fucking took it, and I read the instructions. questions because I've never had a sex toy.
You rinse it out, man.
Well, I didn't know that.
You rinse your jizz out in the fucking lubrication stuff.
I have to say, fucking you, cleanup, much easier. I don't have to, like, take you all apart and, like, pour hot water in it and then dry you off. Like, all no. I gotta do, take a wet paper towel and fucking throw it at you. And you handle it. This thing, like, you gotta take it all apart and fucking, then you gotta air dry it, which is why the fan was pointing towards the kitchen. Huh? It's all coming together, isn't it? That's... So, yeah, amazing, though. If you travel or if you want to cheat on your wife but don't want to, like,
my
have to pay...
cheating on me with a fleshlight.
But don't
want
to have to pay her fucking alimony for the rest of your life, get a fleshlight. They are amazing.
Are you serious?
And you better be fucking thankful, you goddamn motherfucker.
Yeah, but what's funner?
Well, obviously, having sex with a chick. I mean, if this thing came with tits... I'm sorry, babe. No.
But does it smack, like, your ass or pull your hair or,
well,
moan,
no,
or scream?
But
or-
can I take you while I'm fucking you and go like this? No, I can't. Unless you were like 3 feet tall. Oh, dude, I was like rodeo clown in that shit. Like, I was like, huh.
Oh, I'm using that tonight, by the
and
way.
I was
just
like,
to let you know.
Upside down and shit. I was this is awesome.
I'm using that tonight, by the
this?
Way. With you.
You can use this, which is about
no.
as big as that fucking...
No, no, I'm
just
putting that on your dick tonight.
Not as soft while I'm sleeping?
No,
don't do that.
While we're fucking.
Don't do...
Why? Whip that out
what?
From behind me, just like... Whoopsh.
What fun is that?
Because I just want to see.
Well, I'll show you if you want to... You want to see it?
Yeah.
Hold on.
We'll fucking do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Whip it out. What?
So what happened?
Why isn't your dick out? I don't understand.
Because I've already came twice. I'm good.
It? I'll show you.
Because Big Mouth says don't, please.
I really want to see it.
Nah. So what happened today? You were feeling sick. You were kind of sick when we went to the bar last night before we went to the movie. And then you seemed cool during the movie. And then we got home and we went to bed and you were like, holy shit, my stomach hurts. And I'm like... This fucking sucks. And then we talked about...
I really
about
wanted to fuck.
How you wanted to move. So did I.
I really wanted to.
And then we got in not an argument, but a sad discussion.
It's very annoying. I hate it when we get into shit like that.
Don't do that, please.
Okay.
But you were like, oh, I want to move back to Florida and just fish. And I'm like, you can fucking fish up here. We have like 1,000 fucking lakes. And you're like, it's not the same. And I understand you were down because you were feeling shitty. And I was just, I was cool. But then I was thinking about that. And you were like, oh, my stomach hurts again. And it fucking sucks that you're in all this pain. And I can't do anything about it. Like, I cannot, I don't know what to do to help you. And that sucks, because it's a total helpless feeling, and that fucking sucks. So, I was like, you gotta go back to the doctor then, even though you owe them all this fucking money, because obviously whatever they fucking did didn't do the trick, because you're still sick. I mean, you're not shitting blood, are you?
No.
Okay, so that's good.
Right.
But you're not, you're still having these nasty cramps.
Yeah.
So you went to the doctor today, right?
Yeah,
and
I lay
it on us.
I called the hospital and I asked them what they could do, and they said, "Well, we can't do anything for you because it sounds like it's coming from your ovarian cyst." And I said, "Well, what can I do?" And they referred me to Family Planning, which is a sliding scale women's clinic or whatever.
Right. It's like they will see what you make and then
right,
base the
and
right.
It's cheap, whatever. They take
it's like
walk-ins.
Food stamps for your twat.
Kind of, yeah. Right. But I called them, and they're like, we don't have an OBGYN here.
Of course.
So we will refer you to this person at women's... What?
And you were saying OBGYN. I made a Twitter the other day. TheJamhole.com/Twitter
is
mine.
OBGYN.
TheJamhole.com/DANNI is hers. But I was like, something about delivering to this house, and it's got like 10 dogs, and the guy...
That was good.
Is a gynecologist. But someone read it and took it that I was at a gynecologist. No, I was at a gynecologist's house... And he has, like, 10 dogs, 8 or 10 dogs, and his house stinks like dog and dog shit, and it is the most disgusting house, one of the most disgusting houses I've been in, and all I can think of is that he leaves his house and goes to work and puts his hand up in people's twats. And it's just filthy.
I'm with like the chick, doctor.
I'm sure he washes his hands and all that, but it's filthy. It's on his clothes. Like it just seems really gross. And that's what I was making. And he was an OBGYN, which is kind of weird. But you went to a chick, so
yeah, I went
him.
To a chick, and she was pretty young, and she was pretty good looking too, dude.
Usually doctors are clean and organized. Like you have 8 or 10 dogs. And they are disgusting. And your house is disgusting. I hate going there. It is so foul. His house smells worse than the Humane Society, which is the place I have trained myself to hold my breath the whole time I'm inside. Because it fucking stinks like shit. His house, worse than that.
Wow.
Disgusting.
Smell like ammonia.
And he's a doctor. He's a, no, like shit. And he's a doctor. Like, have some fucking respect for yourself. Fuck.
But, yeah, I don't know. This doctor, she was a chick. She was young.
So you cheating on me with a chick?
She chick was doctor. Fairly good looking.
She fingered the shit out of you, huh?
Yeah.
Did you tell her, like, another hour and you'll come?
No.
Did you ask her about that at all?
Like,
does the cyst have anything to do with why it... I can't come during sex, and I have to be eaten out for like an hour before I can come.
That is actually normal, Matt.
Oh, right. Is it normal?
Yeah, it's normal.
Because I've never had a girlfriend that didn't come by just fucking. That well, I actually had to do that just to make her come.
It's depending on where the G-spot is in the chick and stuff. It's nothing I can fucking choose, you
well,
know?
Yeah,
it's,
I understand that.
Nothing I can do or anything, but...
Well, I didn't know if it was... You were like that normally or if that was because of the cyst or anything.
No, that's just
like,
me normally. Okay. I've asked my gynecologist before when I was in Florida at 16 years old. I'm like, why can't I come?
So it's not just me then either.
No,
okay,
no,
I'm glad
no, no.
That's, I'm glad that's recorded.
Seriously? Babe? Matt?
Awesome,
I love
huh?
you. Okay?
Awesome.
Yeah, awesome.
Fucking awesome. Thank
it's
you.
Fucking great. But the thing is...
Big Mouth says, yo, dick ain't big enough is what it sounds like she's saying.
No, that's not what it is. That dick is fucking made for my vagina, thanks. Anyway.
Sorry. You gotta
no,
watch the live shows
foot
for that.
Long, okay.
For those lols, you need the live shows.
Oh. Anyway, no... I've been told before that, you know, it's just, it's normal, it's just a placement issue, whatever.
Right.
It's, I mean, you have a wicked left hook, maybe my G-spot's in the right hook area, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Hey, it ain't that bad. It's straight for
no,
the most
it's fine.
Part.
It's fine, it's fine. And we move around all over the fucking place, so
fuck
whatever.
Fuck yeah, we do.
So if you hit it, I would know.
Even Buddy Christ is like.
It's because I'm shaking the table. But right. Anyway. I've only came once by myself with that G-spot.
Nice.
Once. Just once.
Did you fist yourself or was
fucking
it when...
Hey, dude, I was in the shower. I'm like, I'm going to get off this way no matter what. You fucking watch me, dude. I was pissed because I'm like, why can't I fucking come
yeah,
like
you're
this?
Just sitting there like, punch.
Yes. Well, you know, with the finger thing or whatever.
Maybe
I was
you
just
need to,
fucking pissed.
You need to try a little holy water for Lou. That's what I
maybe,
do.
Maybe, maybe.
It's good.
No, but I was seriously pissed off because I was like, I can't come unless I get, you know, clitoral stimulation.
Right, right.
And whatever. But I was like, I'm so fucking pissed off. Well, my friends can get off just having sex. All these other chicks can get off having sex. Whatever. I watch these fucking pornos. These chicks, you know, fucking squirting whatever from just having sex. And that's it. I was so fucking pissed off because of that. I fucking sat there and tried. I could see, like, mirrors of you running behind me.
Sorry.
But I was just so pissed off that I... Like,
well, yeah, that's got to be frustrating for
oh,
a
it's
woman.
Really
especially when you were young and all your friends
are
like,
it.
They're man,
fucking
I...
aggravating.
I came so hard last night and you're like, fuck, I don't know what that's like. Especially when you're that young because guys
oh,
aren't
dude.
Willing to put the time in. Like, now... Because, you know, I love you and I want, you know, I want to make you happy like you make me happy. So I'll put the time in. But when you're in high school and shit, guys,
you don't want to put the time
guys
in.
Are figuring it. Well, and they're figuring out what they're doing. They're starting to get their game book together. They're they're coming probably a little faster because they're new to sex for the most part. So it's a totally different game than when you're in your mid-20s, you know?
I was with someone from the time I was 18, or 15 to the time I was 18, and, you know, I was still young and stuff, and he was the first person who ever made me come, and it was by, you know, clitorally or whatever. He had to eat me out to do it.
Did he know that, though? Like, did you know that you're like, I'm not going to come when you fuck me. You have to do this.
No, or I didn't really know.
It just happened.
I didn't really know. It just happened or whatever. And that's how it ended up happening from then on and stuff. And I couldn't, like, we tried. We tried and tried and tried. And I just could not. I just couldn't get it. And my OBGYN that talked to me today, she's like, you know what? A lot of chicks are like that. She's like, that's totally fucking normal. You know? Yeah. And she says that she counsels a lot of chicks and stuff because they go into a deep depression because they can't.
Really? And their guys won't? Or can they not clitorally do it either?
I guess so. I don't know. But they're just, you know, they just feel depressed because, dude, I got depressed about this, too.
Well, yeah, I can see that. If I was having all this sex and not coming, holy shit.
You'd want to catch
the drink
up.
What's wrong with me?
Right, right. So, you know, I got depressed about that and stuff. And, you know, I didn't go through counseling or anything, whatever, because I'm a fucking man chick. And
right.
I can hit the clit, whatever, no big deal. But,
like a punching bag.
Fucking,
like a little pea-sized punching bag.
Whatever, dude. No big deal. I can fucking get off that way. But the shower head works wonders.
It's cool, ain't it?
No, that
just
one sucks. The little pressure system
I'm saying,
blows. I mean, the one at my mom's house.
If it had pressure, it's a sick shower.
Yeah,
it'd
dude. I've turned it a few times. I'm like,
it's like, oh, for sure.
We need better water pressure.
That's getting fixed soon. But to get that, we'll have to endure a day, which I translate into probably 3 or 4
probably.
Of no water at all. Right. But during those 4 days, I'm going to bring home like a bunch of 5-gallon jugs, and then we'll just use that.
We'll just pour it over each other?
Pretty much.
Right.
We'll pretend like we're Aborigines and shit. We'll be like, we won't talk the whole time. We'll be like, oh yeah, like, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Totally. But, my OBGYN told me that she's counseled many a chicks who get depressed about it because they can't come while having sex with their boyfriends and stuff, and or their husbands even, you know, been married for so many years or whatever, and they can't get off, and they just don't understand why.
I wonder if she ever sees guys that come in without their wives knowing that are is what's happening.
Why
what,
doesn't
is
she
it
come?
Me?
Is there something wrong? Look at my penis, please, and tell me what's wrong.
Well,
that's
your penis so small for
that,
one.
No, that is really real. People go in and ask
I'm
about
sure.
that. They're like, hey, I know you're my wife's doctor.
And then they end up cheating just to see if, like,
right.
the girl they cheat on their wife with can come or not. And then they're like, no, it's an experiment, a sex experiment.
But the thing is every chick is different.
Right.
And, you know, their G-spot can be in a different place than the others. Like
right.
mine
your G-spot might be in your butthole. You don't know.
No idea.
Did you come when you got the colonoscopy?
I don't know. I was pretty knocked out for that one.
So you don't know. It might be in your bottle.
Fucking what's what? Devil's spit walking in? Yeah, cool. 8 slabs. Great. Got it.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, dude. I was talking about work through the whole thing. It was amazing. No, but.
Hold on. Big Mouth says, chicks weren't meant to come. Look at the African tribes. Sex is made for procreation only for chicks. Dudes, on the other hand. Sexy time all the time. That's a good point.
I'm going to fucking
but
kill him.
That's what, even for guys, though, like, we have to come to get a chick pregnant. And the only reason we really have sex, like, instinctually
is
to
procreate.
Exactly. So nowadays, it's turned into fun, and we try and do it not to procreate.
It's
you know,
not at all.
You go through all these steps to not have kids when that's what the mechanism was created for initially. That's what it evolved to do so
yeah. No, but
you don't have to come to get pregnant.
No, but that's why they say, you know, oh, they, you know, whoever that created stuff, you know, made it fun. You good?
Stop that.
I keep playing with stuff, sorry. You just take everything away from me. You cool? Okay,
what's in your hand?
Nothing.
Do I gotta frisk you?
Go grab me a beer. I have to pee.
You can't pee.
I wanna pee. I'm gonna go pee. This is my pee break.
No! You fucking tricked me.
Yeah.
You fucking bitch. All right. Well, while she's peeing, we're going to take a small break here. Let me just one moment.
It was a pretty big moose. It's probably like...
Hold on.
Whoa.
Hey,
excuse
me.
Whoa. Stuff.
This is my show.
Hang
what are you
on.
Doing? Who is this?
I was taking over the whole show.
Really?
This is Josh.
I
knew you had your phone on auto answer.
Fucking asshole.
Nice. What's up, man?
Oh, man.
I was just talking about moose and planes crash landing. Shit that happens in Alaska in the last 2 days.
What happened? Oh, moose.
They asked me to tell them a story, so I told them about that moose. Just listen back on your recording. You'll hear the story.
Okay.
Nice.
Well, we'll
over the fucking radio playing.
Right.
I won't hear any of it. But
not really.
It's like, you know, the really shitty podcasts that run betting music in the background.
Ear candy? No, wait, they play music between their show, or between their things.
See, yeah, I'm talking about the one that puts the bed music in.
Bed music? Oh, Distorted View?
Yeah. Like Smodcast. You listen to Smodcast? I like Smodcast, but they have it in their background, and I'm not a big fan
of
that.
I've only listened to a
couple. I don't want to hear some music that distracts me, because then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, I like this song, and totally don't hear what they say.
Well, yeah, he's not playing, I don't know about Smodcast, but Tim, he just plays background music, and I can see it if you're doing a show by yourself, you'd want that there, but yeah, two people, I don't know, it seems kind of stupid.
I love awkward silence.
I know it. It's the greatest.
It makes everybody uncomfortable, including the listener.
Especially you, because you got fucking three other people there.
Yep, and I just look around and just go, and I just shake my head. Again, the thing called the shake of shame, where you just look at him, shake your head, like, what the fuck,
yep,
you guys?
The look of disappointment, man. A parent's best weapon. Worse if you're the kid.
Exactly.
Are they... Hold on, I got a question.
I haven't checked out the standings, but... Hopefully I'm still beating you guys on Podcast Alley.
Yeah, you probably are. That's fine. I got a question for you.
Okay, what?
Is it a bit that the people that you do your show with never have anything, or are they just not really that into it?
Dude, they're into it, but they're always working and busy, so they never bring shit.
Well, yeah,
so
we're always working.
Joe and
we're
Jay smoke
busy.
A lot of weed.
Do they die?
Well, actually, Jay has an excuse. Jay works 12-hour shifts 7
yeah.
days a week since he started his welding gig.
But what I'm saying is that when they all get there, like, all our show prep is done right before the show. Like,
within 20 minutes.
When they get to your house, aren't you like, here's a computer, let's all find shit, and then we start the show? Or is it just like...
Oh, no. I usually line up the show, but our show prep consists of, let's drink some beers and get high, and then go do a show. You know, you guys do it a little towards the end of your show.
You guys didn't...
I've tried it sober. I've tried it, allegedly, 1 year ago in Canada, high on cocaine, just to see how my talking ability would go.
I haven't done
that
yet. That
was way too much rambling.
I was going to allegedly...
I think that was at our second podcast.
I've done
our
it...
Our second show, I was on coke.
I've done it on Ritalin and on Oxys and on weed. We were going to do it on shrooms, but we never ended up doing that. And that was... Yeah.
You'll end up staring at your fucking audio bars going across the screen.
I know, something stupid like that. There was one we did a show the day after me and Braden tripped, but that was the extent of it. For those of you that didn't just see that, the cat, like, jumped into the couch, bounced off the couch, hit the wall, jumped off of the wall onto the top of the door.
I actually didn't see that.
That was amazing.
I might have to go back for that.
Fucking, well, it's not in the camera.
Hey, wait, Josh, while we have you on the line.
Yeah.
Does your girlfriend come while having sex?
Yep.
She does, really?
Where the sheets are wet.
Not with him.
But
well, we got toys too, but no. Yeah, usually the sheets are wet.
Yeah, well, are you sure she's not faking it?
I've been with her for 9 years, almost 8 years, 9 years, somewhere in there.
All right,
yeah,
so yeah,
sure.
You believe her.
I have the balls enough for her. I'm like, so did you come, babe, huh? Huh, did you? Did I do good?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But do you have to move in a different position? Do you have to hit a certain spot? What's the deal?
Turn a bitch sideways, man. If your shit's going too far left, flip over on your side and... Do that shit.
Really? Because I don't even know
where
mine is.
You're like hitting it diagonal, and then if that's not working, flip it all on the other side and hit it the other way diagonal. try all different ones. You stir that shit,
because,
you know?
Honestly,
and then you
got to
air dry it.
Honestly.
And then air dry that shit.
I don't even know where mine is, to tell you the truth. I've hit it once.
Mm-hmm.
I came once doing it that way by myself. Only once. That's it. That's the only way I've ever, you know.
Well, see, have it from, like, from the back, right? You get them doggy style. And then what he does is he drops a finger in your asshole just out of nowhere, out of sheer surprise, and watch what happens.
Hold on. But no, like, what you're saying, like, when I've been fingering you, I've felt the G-spot. Like, I know it's in there, and it's in the same spot it is on all chicks. It's right there.
Babe.
But when I
you're thinking the knob is a thing. It's not a thing. Are you thinking that knob is a G-spot? G-spots aren't
No, it's that roughy, it's that little rough patch of fucking skin that's by that knob thing.
The knob thing is my cervix,
Thank you for that.
Okay.
Really?
But
there's a rough patch of skin that feels a little different, and that's the G-spot.
Because I don't really, I don't stick my fingers in there all the time, so I don't know.
Shit.
No, I don't.
Well, not your fingers.
Not my fingers.
Pencils are sticky. The my pen smells like twat. My,
right.
My camera.
Big purple dong. Don't forget about that.
The dong. All, like, 2 days ago, the dong was, like, kind of had cat hair all over it. Today, it was, like, totally clean.
MDS says your G-spot is in your throat. More blowjobs should do it.
I know. That's why I keep trying to tell her.
I've been doing more
of
that.
Hey, you want your stomach to stop hurting? You have to ingest semen.
All right.
She just doesn't believe me.
Doesn't work.
I'm telling you, that's what.
No,
that's
but
the cure.
I would really love to be able to come that way.
Really?
So, yeah.
That would be nice.
Amazing.
Right?
It would be awesome.
Okay. So, well, what I was going to say is that maybe your girlfriend's been faking it from day one, in which case you wouldn't know, but I don't know.
Well, 9 years,
that would be
dude.
Detrimental to her sex life.
Right. I would never do that to myself.
Right, not mine. I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't
Fuck
see
her.
Why any
Fuck
woman would, I don't see why any woman would do that to herself. You know, oh, yeah, baby,
hold on,
I
now.
Totally came, and then runs to the bathroom and gets it off.
Listen, in the background, you'll hear her start to yell at him.
Right.
I heard that you
were she's gone. That's the only reason I could talk like this.
Nice. I'm totally going to email this clip to her. Yeah,
oh,
fuck her.
Oh, boy.
Oh, fun. All right, well, we're going to continue. You got anything else you want to say before you go?
Hey, Josh.
No.
Send
what?
Send me pot.
I miss seeing your face. You're so pretty.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Your boyfriend's right there.
I don't care.
We've all seen your tits.
I don't give a fuck. I got blinders on. It's cool.
I got a flashlight. I too don't give a fuck.
It's all right. I'll take a trip to Alaska. No big deal.
Nice.
All right. Yeah,
they give me a lot
fishing.
Of time. Only if you, before you leave, I need like a 2 gallon thing of lube. That's all I ask.
No, Josh, I seriously do miss seeing your face.
Jerk off to your face. Right.
Right.
Okay.
I have a live video show, Big Mouth Podcast.
I know
Thursdays
you do.
And Sundays, 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. Every week.
The mic is always in your face.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, get better cameras.
Yeah, could you please? Because the mic is seriously always in your fucking face.
You own a whole house,
all right,
dude.
I'll change the camera positions. Other than that, you guys
totally
have a good
day. I'm totally
tired
of looking at the other chick, whatever the fuck her name is. I don't want to see her.
Or hear her.
I
want to
see you.
Awesome.
Because you're the one who does all the talking.
Okay,
I really don't
great.
Care about whoever else.
Josh,
there.
Thank you.
Josh, thanks.
Bye.
All right. Holla.
I love you. Anyway.
Fantastic. Josh from the Butt Mouths podcast, everyone.
That's double T, not one.
Right.
Okay, cool.
But like the anus.
Like the anus. Okay. Got it. Cool.
Okay. Oh, yeah. MDS didn't get to see. He missed when we were talking about it.
What does the flashlight look like? All right.
I'll do some magical editing.
Okay.
This is what it looks like prior.
Looks like a giant abnormal sized flashlight.
Except that it says fleshlight right on the fucking thing. And then you open it.
Ba-da!
Ba-da! Mm-hmm.
It's a vagina.
Let's
is that tighter than mine?
Yeah. It's like brand new, and I think he sent me like the
he says
17,
that's nasty.
The 16 and a half year old model.
Really?
But dude, seriously, like, well, yeah, it's sideways. But that's what I was doing, like, fucking it sideways and upside down. And if you look, it's got a little clit. It's right there, which is
tiny.
So small.
You can't pull anything back or, like, you know, stretch anything or, like, pull any of the labia.
Duh, you don't have
around.
To, dude, because inside it, it's got all these cool fucking, like, things
curvy
in
things.
It. Curvy things in it that are just...
Well, I felt it when we first got it. I guarantee
it's
you I
so
stuck
awesome.
My fucking fingers in it.
My fleshlight is a squirter. When I was washing it out, I was, like, going like this, and I had it... Because, you know, when you take
the
it
suction,
out, it's like this weird... Dude, it feels like a twat. It's so fucking
that
crazy.
That does not feel like a twat, really. That doesn't feel like my twat.
Well, it feels like a shaven real twat for
not
what it's
really.
Made out of. But I had it full of water, and I'd plug this, and it'd start to go, whoop, and then I'd, like, push it up, and it would... It was
oh
so
my God,
awesome.
Man.
Maybe I'll make a video for thegemhole.com/YouTube of my fleshlight. But yeah, erototoys.com, if you want one of these, I highly suggest it. And yeah, it's not mechanical. It doesn't have batteries or anything like that. You just basically put it in your couch.
You fuck it, okay?
And then you get down on it.
Like so.
Okay.
Demonstration for you.
I'll cut all this out of the show, but
yeah.
Okay. So you put it in the couch, right?
And there's a little pink thing in the couch.
Right side up, or whatever, depending on what you want. And then you get your dick out.
Did you really do that?
No, actually. I jerk. Because it's better if you jerk yourself off with it, because you can move it, and you can do this. Oh.
Yeah, move the cam back. That might help.
Is that better? Okay. But yeah, you can, like, when you're... jerking yourself off with it, you can fucking... Maybe I'll make a how-to video.
You should.
That'll be fun. But yeah, you, like, move it around, and you turn it, and you get both hands. I even stood up, and I was holding it.
Like this. Are you serious?
Serious. And I almost, like, missed a couple times, because I was taking it all the way off, and then, you know, getting in there and shit. It was kind of scared me. But then it has this thing on the bottom that you unscrew... And it lets less or more suction out of it because, you know, it's a closed system. So when you're doing that, if you open this, it's less suction. Or
can
if it's all the way closed, it's... I don't trust you with this.
Can I see that, please?
You promise not to hurt it?
I promise.
I
just
if
like
you
the
hurt
cool
this,
stuff that it's made out of. It feels really weird.
Did it come? No, it did not come much like my girlfriend. And I did not lick it. So, no. But, yeah, I came in it and everything, and I had to, like, slow down because I was like, whoa! It's cool. It's much better than your hand, and it's the only sex toy I've ever used, so
I'm
going to
go ahead and, like, you know, compare that with the dildo that I have.
Oh, yeah, I guess, for a chick. I don't know.
Because, seriously, the dildo that I have, it's a
pearl gem. And I'll tell you something else.
What?
Because I've never had lube or anything before. With that lube... I got a little of it on my finger. I was like, huh.
Dude, that shit can go a long
way. That shit slides
way.
Right up your asshole, man. I'm telling you what. Usually it's like, fuck, dude.
No, dude,
rough,
that'll put something the size of a fucking watermelon into a hole the size of a fucking pea.
And then, yeah, you just come in
can
it.
Can I have
and,
that, please?
Oh.
Please.
You come in it, and then you just wrap it around your sink and, you know, turn the hot water on and let it flush out and... After a while, you can throw a little isopropyl in there, and that'll clean it up and shit like that. So, fantastic. Okay, child.
It feels so weird.
Feels like a real twat.
No, it doesn't.
I need that back.
It doesn't feel like a twat.
And no, don't, you're stretching it! It is a delicate flower.
You
and
know what?
No, the
you
big
know what?
Purple
when you go
dong.
To work? Tomorrow,
I'm
putting the dong in that.
I'm bringing this with me, so
I'm
no, you're not.
I'm putting the purple dong in that.
I'm bringing it with me.
Okay, go to sleep
I'll bring
tonight,
them both with me.
Guess
I'm
what?
I'm gonna fuck.
Guess what? Tomorrow.
And no, the big
get
purple dong.
Over with that
dude,
shit.
If you stretch this out, I will beat your fucking face in with that dong. On camera. On camera, child. Okay, can we get back to the show now?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
What are you coming over here for?
I was
what?
Looking at when to finish cutting this piece of shit.
Okay.
So, I believe you were telling us about what the fuck happened today. So, you went to the gyno, or the ob-gyn.
Yeah, OBGYN.
Do you know what OBGYN stands for?
My brother had to tell me.
Obstetrics or obstetrics?
No, I don't remember. My brother had to tell me.
I'm telling you what it stands for.
And what's that again?
Obstetrics or obstetrics?
Why don't you Google that?
And gynecologist. Go ahead. Continue with your story, please.
No, I'm going to Google that.
No, you have. I'll Google it. You continue with the story. So what the fuck is wrong with you?
I went in and complained about all the shit that's been happening.
Right, your stomach hurting. Because last night when we went to bed, right, it was really hurting you.
Yeah. And
right, and I told you.
Totally sucked. Been vomiting.
Obstetrics. Yeah. Gynecology.
Whatever the fuck that is, I don't care.
It's your twat.
Right, my twat technician. It's cool. But, I don't know, I went in. She talked to me about everything, asked me about what's been going on for the last, you know, year or so. Family history, which was really fun to get into. I'm like, yeah, my grandmother had brain cancer. My uncle has diabetes. He's had about 3 strokes. My father, he's got a high blood pressure.
And
my
she's like, no, I meant with the twats in the family.
No.
Not your whole,
no.
Like, she wanted the whole family
history, dude. And I'm like... Because on the family history chart, it says, you know, circle whatever, you know, applies to
right.
you. Stroke, high blood pressure, heart disease, blah, blah, blah. I had to circle the whole fucking line. I'm like, dude, my whole family's fucked up. I don't know what else to say. You know, my uncle's got CHF, which is congestive heart failure. He's also got diabetes type 2. He's also had a stroke. He's had 3 strokes in the last 5 years.
Oh, this is resin, by the way.
Right. Okay.
Right. Magic
cool.
hits.
Right. Okay. And my grandfather's stroke also had a bypass.
So what you're saying is that
my family's fucked up.
For me being all about survival of the fittest, I picked the wrong stock.
Right. There
Jesus
you go.
It figures the perfect girl comes from the worst fucking genes. That sucks for me.
Right.
Right, buddy wow. Christ?
You gonna shake the table and make him say
no,
yes?
No, he's good. You're shaking it enough, wild? Thanks. Stop that, Aaron. Knock shit over. Okay,
yeah,
continue.
Knock shit over. But,
so what'd she say? She looked up in your shit and was like, yeah.
Yeah, I hate that. She was like, when was your last physical done? When she says physical, she means, you know, pap smear, which is the twat test.
The twat mechanic, as
right.
Josh puts
Let
it.
Let me have a look under your head, you know. Let me see what you got running in there. Obviously, I have a fucking V8. No big deal.
Right. Need Kay. The spark plugs changed because it's only running on 3 right now. But that's also no big deal.
Shut up.
Go ahead. I can make car jokes too, please.
But anyway, she, you know, popped my hood, checked out what was in there.
Okay, enough. She take it for a test drive?
Almost, man. I was like, damn. No. Anyway. No, she looked up in there and stuff. She said everything looked normal, everything looked fine.
Right, there wasn't a penis anywhere
no,
weird
no.
or nothing
no
like
penis,
that.
No penis, no weird
clit,
know,
labia, vaginal lips.
No, all that was
everything
there. Clit,
check.
Labia, vaginal, whatever. It's all
check,
there.
Check, check,
you know,
right.
Cervix, yada, yada. It's
good.
All there. That stuff is
that's,
all good.
That's good.
Right.
That's a plus.
She even said that.
You got a nice looking twat, huh?
No,
she
not-
was hitting on you, I think, from what you told
know,
me.
I don't know.
Tell them what she said.
She said that for being 23 years old
and a
not,
total slut.
And not knowing how many sexual partners I had
AKA
been with.
AKA a total slut.
Right.
Right.
I was really tight. Like, my muscles were just strong. Because she asked me, she's like, flex for me.
Did she ask you if you did kinkles or whatever?
No,
crankles,
kegels.
Whatever it's
kegels.
Called.
Kegels. No. She didn't ask me Kankles. If I did that or not. I was like, dude, you know, I do it during, you know, I told her, I was like, I do that during sex, you know, it kind of works it out a little bit. I work a lot, you know, and she's like, well, you know, we're just walking.
I get so busy at work, sometimes I have to put a knife in my twat and let that do some cutting while I'm up here
right,
flipping
right.
burgers and shit. Right.
Right. Well,
Josh, when she says popping the hood, I think thumping the clit. I know, right? To like get it to open up a little bit. I know.
Dink. No, anyway. Dink. Anyway, I totally lost what I was saying.
Everything is good, but.
Oh, she said everything looked fine, outside looked normal, inside looked normal, whatever. And she said that, you know, I was abnormally tight
for how old I was and how many sexual partners I've had.
Did you tell her they just all had really little dicks, except...
I just told her I'm from the South. I'm like, I don't get fucked as much as you fucking northerners up here
do. Until now. Well, that's all we have.
Right, well... I don't know. You got all, I mean, like, I didn't get plowed when I was 16 years old either. So, I mean, I might have started sex when I was 13, but right, I didn't get into it until I was like 18 or 19.
And their penis so small.
Yeah, something like yeah.
I knew it.
Right. Well, anyway, but
you
the
big
thing
American
is,
penis, so humongous.
Is when I would break up with somebody and I'd be without someone for like 6 months or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
And you know. I didn't get plowed all the fucking time, and I didn't have these ginormous fucking donkey dicks going in there all
right.
the time, you know?
You weren't chasing black dudes like the rest of the white chicks here in Kalispell do.
No, I just had normal fucking whatever, dude. It was great, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And so my shit's really tight because I'm not up here, and I'm not fucking at the age of 16 having
my
kids.
My shit is tight, son.
Right?
My shit is tight. Your shit is whizzing. My shit is tight. Eat those flies, sucker.
But yeah, for real, it's tight as shit. And,
oh,
and you
grandma's
know it. It's
boy.
Way tighter than that fucking fleshlight. So
yeah. Not right now. Give it a few weeks of me fucking
watch.
It twice a day while at work.
You fucking watch.
Alright. Yeah. Good. I challenge you to make the inside of your twat all fucking curvy.
You know what? I can
and
hold
awesome.
A kegel the entire end of the show. 30 minutes.
What?
I can hold a fucking kegel until I'm done with the show. Okay.
Do it. I don't. What is
doing
that?
It.
That doesn't change
you know
the
what?
Contour.
When you fuck me later,
listen
you're gonna be like,
to me.
Oh my god.
Listen to me.
What?
That doesn't change the contour of it. That's what's cool about the fleshlight is that inside it, it's not just a fucking gaping hole. There's like contours and bumps and cool shit in it, and little like tickly things. And it's like that's what it does. A vagina isn't like that.
What's
but
like?
A vagina, you know, has boobs. The fleshlight, obviously, not so much.
The vagina's a gaping hole after the...
Well, I'm just saying, the lips are nice, and the muscle around it, the sphincter muscle of the twat, if
that's
you will.
That's in your asshole, sphincter.
Right, but I'm saying,
muscle.
If the twat had a sphincter muscle, that's what I'm talking about.
The
but then once
inside
you,
your twat.
Once you get past that, it's just, it's the womb, you know, pretty much. There's nothing, there's no cool contours and ridges.
Well,
and,
if I tighten that when we're having sex.
Right, but
I
you're only
that
tightening
and...
that part, you know.
Really?
Yeah, you're not building contours, is what I'm saying. But that's fine, because you have boobs. Again, like I'm saying, and a mouth that sucks a mean fucking dick, which is also what I'm saying.
You make me feel really self-conscious about my vagina.
Your
right
vagina
now.
Is awesome. No, I'm just saying this is different. It's like my dick doesn't vibrate when you shove a double A up my ass, okay? That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
It's just different.
Oh,
okay,
God.
Please.
Nice. Okay.
Sorry.
But anyway... She did the whole pap smear thing or whatever, and she said everything looked normal. And then,
did you tip her?
I was like, hey, baby.
Girls, you gotta tip your obgyn.
Right.
I'm telling you. It's proper etiquette.
She's redhead.
Don't tip them, you know, 12 or 20% or whatever, because that's like, you know, your bill is probably $500 or whatever.
She's redhead.
Nice. I am fan.
Dark redhead.
Fan. This guy
and
right
tan.
Here. Holding the empty pipe that's taking resin
and
hits
tan,
out of it.
Tan,
this guy,
dark redhead?
Huge fan. Huge fan. Love redheads.
I'm going to fucking kill you. Or every redhead in town.
That's cool because there's like
first.
Four and my mom.
Oh, yeah.
But she's not here, so.
Didn't
okay,
she dye
please.
Her hair anyway? Anyway, but.
Continue.
All right, so.
Josh says, you said gaping hole while talking about your girlfriend's twat.
I know, right?
That's cool, because baby, that I mastered the game Pitfall in like 3 days. Does that not help?
No.
Oh, fun.
Anyway, she was like, okay, we want to get you in for a ultrasound.
So while she was doing that, you told her about the cyst, right? Or did
well,
she know?
Well, the whole reason why I went in there is because of the cyst. I'm like, this has got to be it.
So you went in there, you're like, I have this wicked bad cyst. I think it's going to burst or it's making me sick. Okay, and then she did all the checks. Okay, got it. You didn't explain that.
No, well, I forgot.
Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, I went in there talking about the cyst and stuff. But, so she was like, we need to get an ultrasound of it. And when I think ultrasound, I think...
Whoa, what are you not telling me?
Well, I'm
and
like,
do you do
baby?
Abortions?
I'm yes, like, no. Baby, what? And the first thing they did was give me a piss test, but she didn't come back to me right away. And
right,
tell me
and
about
they
it.
Give they give ultrasounds when you have kidney stones and you know
yeah,
that kind
of
shit. You might have had you know a gallstone or something,
right?
For all you knew.
But when you think an ultrasound, what do they
generally,
do?
Generally,
what do they do when you? When you get an ultrasound, what
they
do they do?
They shove a tube up your twat, and then with a flashlight and a camera on it, and then you see that on the screen. No? Not up your twat. It's on your stomach. No.
The normal ultrasound is on your stomach.
Right, with the grease.
With the glue.
The lube.
Stuff,
the glue.
The glue.
The electrolyte gel.
Right. But I was totally thinking that when I went in there. I'm like, yeah, cool ultrasound. What the fuck ever? I don't give a fuck. Whatever, you know? And like... They're like, all right, take your pants off. And I'm like, what? Excuse me?
Pardon?
Yeah, pardon? I just put them back on. What do you want from me? And they're like, well, because you don't have a child in there, you're what the fuck you call it?
Awesome?
No, oh. The place where you keep a baby at. Your
the uterus?
Yes, that thing. Thank you, Matt. Wow, I don't even know what it's called.
Thank you, Danny.
Right. It's the size of your fist, bald. And they're like, we can't see that on the outside
of
your stomach.
Is that a weird way of asking a chick if she minds if you fist her? Or
no.
Okay.
Anyway.
Just checking.
Right.
Because I'll write that down.
Okay.
Remember right. it.
But no, your uterus is the size of your fist, bald, and without a child in it, that's how small
that
it is.
That reminds me of the, did you know that if your hand is bigger than your face, you have cancer thing. Like, and then you go like this, and then you smack the shit.
That was so great.
That's like,
I love
did
that.
You know that your uterus is the size of my fist? And she's like, nuh-uh, really? Legs open, fucking, duh! You know? That's, okay, sorry.
Anyway, so I'm like, oh, fuck, I have to get naked again. Okay. And this is like 5 minutes after I get the pap smear thing done. And I'm like, motherfucker.
Right.
And so I do that. And she takes the tube thing, like you were saying in the beginning, you know, and shoves that thing up.
Whoa,
there.
They really use those? Because
really
I was totally making that up.
Dead serious.
That's
use
awesome.
That. Like, that's totally. She's like, let me get my lube. Hang on.
Like, can you log into Ustream.com real quick and I pass me my phone? I need to text somebody.
Whoa.
That would have been so awesome. Is that shit USB? Because I'll buy one.
I
would have
loved
fuck.
It if you were there, because you could have videotaped it for me.
Chamble.com/donate.
Be like, look, there's my baby. Anyway.
Josh says, no shit, best show ever right there. Fuck yeah, dude.
But anyway, they did that, and they had the tube thing up there, which was a lot more comfortable than the pap smear,
right.
I can tell you, because I
it's not
shit's
a cold.
Like clamped the fuck open,
right.
And like she's not like looking in there like, hey, everything looks normal.
Sticking
no.
her head in there.
Right, like, you know, echo. No, nothing like that. So
I'll put a nice reverb effect on that
right,
for
right,
you.
Right. Okay, but they have this little cool screen, so I can see it, too, and it's got a little twisty arm
did
on it.
Did they have Stickman War for their screensaver?
No.
Oh, that's
well,
nice.
They didn't leave it alone long enough for me to see.
You should bring her a copy of
that. Because I kept fucking with
and
it.
Like,
I'm like...
You're going to like this, trust me.
Well, she's like, you know, point out anything you think is irregular. I'm like, and I'm like, point.
Is it all
point.
Touch screen? It goes
yeah.
to where you're pointing?
Yeah.
Really? That's fucking cool.
And they're like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? And she's like, that's your ovary. Like, ew.
Let me direct you to the chart. This here.
I'm like, I don't know what the fuck it is, okay? You could tell me I have, like, an avocado up there. I'll believe you. It's all right.
He's like, yeah, I just put that up there.
Yeah,
of course I
cool,
do.
Whatever. It helps your fucking immune system. Whatever. But, no, I saw, she's like, okay, this is your right ovary.
Right.
And I'm
the
like,
one on the right, stage left, my right. Okay.
My right.
Of course.
Okay.
Stage left.
And it's like the size of...
my ball sack?
The size of one of the pins on my bag. Like...
Yeah, like a silver dollar. Or like a silver
like
50
a
cent piece.
Like, no, like a quarter, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like a quarter.
Okay.
Okay. And I saw that, and it shows up as, like, kind of, like, dark black, whatever. Everything's all gray and weird looking and stuff. I'll go take those away, whatever. But,
Child.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I know what you mean, Keith. Fuck. Go ahead.
Anyway. She's like, okay, that's a normal ovary. That's a normal working, operating ovary. And then she moves. She's like, left side. And I'm like,
do you feel that? Like, oh, yeah, periscope
dude.
Up.
Oh,
left.
Yeah, dude. She's like, periscope up, left, awesome. Down, in, sideways. And I'm like, whatever. I feel the whole thing. Which it doesn't really. I mean, it's
did
just
it vibrate?
Like, I wish.
Cool. I know, right?
I'd be like, I'll do it.
She's like, you and me both, sister.
Right. But no, and she goes, this is your left ovary. And that thing.
MDS says, this is your right ovary on drugs.
A fucking frying pan commercial. The egg, yeah, she's totally. Like, shut. But she's like, this is your left ovary. And I'm like, okay, cool. And she goes, I'm like, where is it? She's like, right there. And I'm like,
that,
where?
That whole
she's
thing.
She's like, the whole thing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she points at my screen, and my whole screen is like black.
Like, your ovary's way bigger than the other one.
Yes.
Why?
Like, it's taking up the entire screen.
Why? You should have Alt Z? That would zoom you out.
Right.
If it was
Photoshop. Well, she didn't do that. She just paused, took a picture, paused, took a picture, paused, took a picture, whatever.
Right,
printed
right.
Whatever crap. But she's like, okay, that is the size of a cigarette pack.
Whoa. Totally not supposed to be
not
at
the
all.
Size of a quarter. A
right.
Cigarette pack.
Got it.
Okay.
And that's
2 inches long by
that's
2 inches wide.
That's what's fucking you up.
That's what's fucking me up.
Is because your ovary is large.
Yeah. Well, okay, cysts normally grow on the outside of an ovary.
Right.
The cyst I have is growing on the inside of the ovary.
So it's doing like when I put the fleshlight up to the sink and plugged off the other end, it was just from the inside actually going...
Yeah, blowing up like a balloon.
Right, instead of being on the outside and just getting
well, because
all
what an ovarian cyst is it's an egg that doesn't drop into the fallopian tubes or whatever and like come out
tube.
Like it's supposed to. It actually stays in there and keeps growing and growing.
Right.
And
so eventually, if it keeps growing, it can burst your ovary instead
yes.
of just the cyst itself
yeah.
bursting. And if the cyst bursts, it's not going to just come out your twat. It's actually inside your ovary.
Yes.
So we need to get that thing the fuck out of there.
Yes.
All right. I want you to lay down on that table there and
okay.
then go ahead and take your clothes off.
All right.
I'm going to go grab my knife
right.
and my flashlight.
You might want to get your nine while you're at it.
Oh, my God. That's
lay that
apt.
Near me.
So does that normally, do they normally go on the inside? Or I've never heard of that. I've always just heard of them on the outside.
They say that unless you have a child in there, that's what they do for an ultrasound is they go inside you.
No, I'm saying the cyst and the ovary. Are you high? Was I blowing that in your face? Not happy. That's... Okay.
Okay.
Cyst
inside the ovary. No, they said it's pretty common.
Is it?
Growing inside the ovary.
That big, though?
No.
Call
like the size
Guinness.
Of a dime.
Call
a
Guinness.
Quarter.
Trust me.
Nah, it's not that big of a deal or anything. But they say that's pretty common. They have it happen a lot. Usually they can get it to dissipate. And so what they're going to try and do is use this hormone therapy stuff. What?
Right. Quit tapping that shit.
I hit the mouse.
Stop. And continue. But not the tapping. Continue the... or that. Continue the talking.
Okay. Nah, it's pretty common inside the ovary. More so common outside of the ovary.
Right.
Or in the fallopian tubes and
right.
stuff. And what it's trying to do and why it's giving me so much pain is that the ovary itself is trying to discharge the cyst into my fallopian tube.
And the cyst is like, nah, dude.
And the cyst is like, fuck you, that hole isn't big enough. I can't get through that. Fuck you, I'm standing right here, dude.
So it's just constantly pushing
yeah.
on it?
And
or?
I've got a lot of pressure on it and
right.
working and stuff with all my muscles tightening all the time and doing all these weird things.
And all
or...
the fucking probably isn't helping.
Yeah, she said something about that also. But
thank you for the fleshlight.
Yeah. No, we're going to keep fucking. I don't give a... She said that could even help it, too.
MDS says, oh, no, I've known people on the hormone therapy. It turns you into a biatch big time.
Well, no, by tomorrow.
A botch.
Because I started it as soon as I got home.
Oh, boy.
Well, it's not hormone therapy as you would think.
Right.
Right.
It's not going to make your tits disappear or anything like that or grow a cock and balls.
You could fucking do that if you tried.
It'd be funny, though, if it's like some sort of testosterone thing and it makes you even more of a dude. Where you, like, start wearing flannels and growing facial hair. Because you mentioned that, I think it was when we were at the movies. And you're like, when we walk from the behind, we look like two dudes holding hands. I'm not even going to ding the bell.
Because
that's not even a joke. That's for reals.
I mean, what I look like right now, dude, like Walker from The Behind. We look like two dudes. Unless you look at me from the front and I've got boobs and no facial hair.
Yeah.
So that's what we look like. It's two dudes. It's like, I was like, dude, I wonder if this guy driving behind us is like, look at those fucking faggots.
I know. Just totally I wonder why, like, everywhere we go, people are always, like, muttering. I thought there was just, like, more gay people in town. Everyone's like, faggot. Look at those fucking queers.
Right?
Fucking faggots.
No, they're really talking about you, man.
You and me, dude.
No, just you.
You and me, Danny, because they think you're a dude, too.
Whatever, dude.
So they think you're a faggot. Dude.
Well, I'm proud of it. It's all right.
But, hey, I'm here. I'm queer. I'm proud of it.
Whoa.
I don't give a shit. Oh, fuck.
But anyway, seeing that, I was like, holy shit, you know, that's really fucked up. And
that's kind of what I called. I totally called it. Like,
well, actually,
in the weeks
morning,
leading up to this, I was like, dude, I bet it's your fucking cyst, because everything else is fine. You don't have Crohn's disease like they thought.
Yeah.
You don't have irritable bowel.
I should email them and be like, hey, you know what? You guys didn't fucking get it right.
You're wrong, and that's malpractice. Fucking pull up the slot machine. Cha-ching!
Cha-ching!
Hey, cha-ching! Oh, man. That'd be awesome.
No, but this morning, I really wanted to go to work, and
yeah, you look like it.
Well, no, my alarm clock went off. I was like, all right, I'm going to go to work, whatever. I'm going to sleep for another 5 minutes until my alarm clock goes off again.
Right.
And then I was like, oh, shit, something's wrong, and curl up into a
fucking
ball.
Like I say, you felt like shit going to sleep, and then you woke up, and you still felt like shit.
Yeah.
Because some days you wake up, and you're cool for, like, a couple days.
And then, boom, it hits me.
And then it tries to kick it out of there, and it's like,
but
what?
But this is lately in the last couple of days. It's been happening every day.
So it's getting worse then.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
And that's why I got I
you're
called
that, or there's an alien in there trying to come out, like Roy from MTV Oddities. You remember that shit?
Yes.
Big Head? I love that shit.
But anyway.
I'm Roy.
Oh, my
I forget
God.
What he sounds like. I could totally do it, though.
But, no, I got up in the morning after you left, and I called into work, and, excuse me. I Googled ovarian cysts, right?
Right.
And I'm looking at all these things. I'm looking at the side effects. I'm looking at the fucking symptoms. I'm looking at fucking all this crap about it.
And it's everything you have.
Yeah.
Which is weird because last night I was totally thinking when we were at the movie theater, I'm like, I should totally get on WebMD. I know all the shit, all the symptoms, and I bet I can figure out what it is. And then you can go to the doctor and be like,
look, I have this. Will you take care of it?
Fix this, not what's wrong with me. But then,
and that's what
I
wanted to do. I wanted to have a heading on it because I was like, you know, I'm not fucking going to the hospital again. There's
right.
No,
we can't
way.
Afford that. We have no insurance.
No, no,
and
nothing.
You owe them lots of money as
yes.
is. Right.
So I look up on Google and stuff, and I'm like, all right, ovarian cysts, you know, whatever. And I look up, and it says, if you have this, blah, blah, fucking that, you have an ovarian cyst. And I'm like, okay, cool. I have all that shit. Okay, I know I have a cyst. That's great. And then I look underneath, and it says contact emergency care if.
Immediately.
And immediately contact emergency care if. And I'm like, all right, click, click. And it comes up with severe abdominal pain, vomiting, dizziness, whatever.
Shitting my brains out.
Yes, all that stuff. And I'm like, holy fuck, that's been happening to me for like the last week or so. And so I immediately like look up like emergency healthcare. I see the hospital. I'm like,
free healthcare.
Yeah, emergency free, whatever. But I call the hospital and they're like, you know, we can't do anything about it here because we don't have an OBGYN.
Right.
We could give you painkillers here. And I'm like, I'm thinking in my head. I'm like, oh,
all right. Yeah, cool.
There, you know? And I'm like, no, I need to actually get this taken care of.
I'd love to get high, me and my boyfriend both, I actually need to get this fixed
before
it fucking kills me.
Right. And so they tell me to call Family Planning, which is a sliding scale.
Yeah, yeah.
Chick clinic.
They go off of how much you make and then base what they just did, or they probably are like, okay, is it going to be the shop vac or the clothes hanger? Well, she only makes this much, it's going to be the clothes hanger. Sorry.
Right. No, but I call them, and the funny thing is they're actually only open on
Sundays?
No.
Praise the Lord. Oh,
no, check
that'd
this
be
out.
Cool.
Monday, Tuesday, wait, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only days they're open.
Weird.
Yeah, and it's Wednesday.
Right.
And I'm like, motherfuck, you know, I keep getting this answer machine thing, and I call for like the third time, dude. And this lady picks up the phone. She's like, family planning, blah, blah, blah.
Really?
And I was like, holy crap. I was like, I thought you guys were closed. And she's like,
we are. Yeah, well, click.
No. She's like, well, you know, I'm just here to answer the phone calls in case, you know, someone calls in for emergency,
right.
Whatever.
Like I've been doing for the past 10 minutes. Thank you.
Fucking jerking off, doing whatever. But she's like, okay, tell me what's wrong. I told her what's wrong. And she's like, all right, well, we can't do anything here because we also don't have an OBGYN.
Of course.
Right. So she referred me to the place I went to.
The OBGYN. The OBGYN. Which you should have started out looking up in the first place. Right.
Okay. Well, I needed to find one. I didn't know where the fuck to go.
Yellow
I didn't know
pages.
Anything. I
vagina
needed...
spiders or problems
right.
snakes or whatever.
So, you know, she found my fucking cyst and stuff, and it's inside the ovary. And I've got a couple small cysts outside the ovary. It's all on my left side, which is really hilarious to me because my left hand I can't write with. I can't jerk it with my left
hand.
Maybe
that's what it is.
My left eye is lazy eyed.
It's an alien, dude.
Well, everything on my left side is fucking retarded.
I'm gonna start calling you lefty.
I don't know, man. Everything on my left side is fucking retarded.
Maybe there's an extra Y chromosome on that side.
Maybe. I don't know. Fucking know. But
if you understood genetics, you'd be
I got
pissed
it.
Right now. Go ahead.
But she wanted to start me on hormone therapy, and she told me all these different kind of birth controls and stuff that have these different kind of hormones and stuff to them. She's like, oh, there's the Depo-Provera, the fucking ortho-tricycline low, the NuvaRing, the blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, every time
I'll take them all. Check.
No, every time I've had birth control, it really messes me up. I either gain a shit ton of weight.
Oh, please, God.
Which I don't want to happen.
Please. Oh, my
heaviest I was at 185 pounds.
Oh, please.
On the Depo shot, which was lovely.
You know what I really want? A girlfriend that weighs like way more than me, please.
Right. I already weigh more than you as it
please.
Is. But I think if they operate and take it out, it will be a pack of Marblites as NPS.
Yeah, probably.
Most likely. But they said all these other things, and I'm like, you know, I've tried the Depo shot that made me gain a lot of weight and bleed like constantly. Mm. Which they're like, oh, this will take care of your period. You won't have one anymore. No, fucking bullshit. Bull fucking shit. You have a period the entire time you
not all
started.
Chicks. Not all chicks. You're just
and then
effed.
Until you fucking end it.
You're effed.
You've got a period.
That's your fault. That's your fucking vagina's fault.
That's the guy
my
man
vagina
thing's fault.
Does not actually have a period, nor does it get pregnant.
I'm going to put food coloring in that bitch you watch.
I will fucking kill you. This is never leaving my sight.
Red food
ever.
Coloring.
Never leaving my
no,
sight.
Brown food
never.
Coloring.
Ever, ever.
I'm fucking burning that thing.
Never. He'll just send me another one. I don't care. He's got a whole warehouse of these fuckers.
He's
got
to send me some kind of awesome dildo.
Long story short, that sucks for you and for me because I got to put up with it.
Well, they gave me the Nuvia ring, which I have not tried yet, which has the low amount of hormones that would make the cyst get smaller on its own and dissipate or whatever. And which is weird because this ring you have to put in, you put it in and it stays in.
In where?
The vagina.
Nice. Like all the way in there.
In there. As far as my finger will fucking go, that's as far as
well,
it's going.
I mean, if it's the length of your finger that's the problem, like we can solve that. We have that technology.
Well, your dick's longer than that, so
well,
I can
saying,
push it up
mean,
further.
This camera stand is longer than that.
Ooh.
Yes, caller, you're live on the Jam. Oh, holla.
Hey, this is Josh again, dude.
Of
you guys are talking about stuff I know all about. That ring thing you're talking about, Danny?
Oh, please, please.
Yeah?
It's good, man. Megan liked it a lot. It worked out great for her, but then they discontinued it having it up here. But the one thing, Matt, that's fun with the ring is sometimes you'll be pulling out, dude, you'll have a ring around your cock when you're done. You're like, yeah, just whip that shit out.
Fantastic. Is that like the goldfish game where you throw the ring on the stick thing and then you win a goldfish?
Kinda. You gotta really be pounding it like super deep to get it out.
Nice.
You know, but every once in a while you'll flip it out. But yeah,
so,
Danny, you shouldn't have a problem with that ring, dude.
So
it works out great for chicks. It doesn't make you bleed all the time. It doesn't make you cramp up and get all fucked up. None of that stuff.
Hey,
it's great.
Wonderful.
Did your chick have cysts?
No.
She
got it
because
it was just birth control.
Okay, cool.
No, see, I've had...
So,
I've,
hey, hold on.
What?
I will trade you these rings for that chronic. What? Yeah.
Do you realize how much one of these Nuvia rings costs?
Okay, a lot of that chronic.
One?
Well, we got medical insurance, though.
Yeah, well, I don't, so fuck you.
Yeah, so fuck you.
So, one ring.
Real job.
That's a good point. Like a delivery job of some sort, perhaps, right, for a good fat.
Hey, I got a halfway real job to where mine's at least got benefits and shit.
Oh.
Anyway, but no, this one ring that lasts 3 weeks, cost me $66.36.
That's cheap, I guess.
No, that's not!
$5 with insurance.
Yep.
Fuck you.
Get better insurance.
But yeah, Danny, you'll like the ring. It's worth it. $66, and you're not gonna have a cyst in your pussy, and no kids. You'll be fine.
Hopefully,
that'd be wonderful. It's in there now, so whatever.
Good.
We're gonna fuck with that tonight.
All right, I'll leave you alone.
Fantastic.
Bye.
Holla back.
Bye. Thanks, Josh.
Okay, so good. You got the ring in. It's hopefully dissolving that little fucker.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Pig. And I gotta go back on the 27th. It's on my hand, written in Sharpie.
I see that. Fantastic.
It's wonderful. Well, I got the message while I was sitting right there, and I had to write on something, and I didn't have any paper, so whatever. But she gave me some antibiotics and stuff for some other stuff that she found.
And what's that, dirty slut?
Some bacterial stuff.
Why do you have yeast infection, dirty slut?
No, it's not only a yeast infection.
Pretty sure that's what it is.
Not only.
What is it then?
She thinks I might have either gonorrhea.
Whore.
Or.
Please.
What was the other one? I forgot.
I don't know.
You said it earlier because I forgot.
Chlamydia?
The name. Chlamydia. Yes.
Where'd you get that from, slut?
You?
The fuck you
yeah.
did?
Yeah.
I'm not discharging out my dick, and it does not burn when I pee. I am A-okay, whore.
Well, if my cultures come back.
Whoa! She fucking does kickflips off the door. I wasn't making that up. I'm glad you could witness that with me right now.
Oh, my God.
The cat, I'm not even kidding, dude. The cat bounces off the couch, kickflips onto the door, and then does a backflip off back onto the couch. And no, I do not have those, I do not believe. Because my dick is A-okay.
Well, you would think your dick is A-okay, and this is what she told me.
I think my dick is A-okay.
I told her, I was like, you know, my boyfriend's never been tested. He's been blood tested, but nothing has ever come back positive. And that he's not going to... He's going to say, oh, you've been fucking with somebody else.
Yeah, slut. So who you been fucking? Who you been fucking? Let's take a vote.
You. But, And I told her, and I was like, she goes, well... You know, men might not have any symptoms of this stuff at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, what do you mean? You know,
no symptoms, no problemo.
Well, you might not have the symptom, but if you carry it because of having sex with somebody who had it before.
So if I carry it and I have no symptoms, then it's not a problem.
No, you still have it and you can give it to me. And then I will show symptoms, but you still won't.
Well, then that sucks for you.
So if you gave me chlamydia or gonorrhea, I will fucking kill you.
You didn't get it from me, bitch.
Who the fuck else would I have got it from?
I don't know.
I've been with you since the beginning of this year.
What's that
to do with
it? I got
tested before I got with you, and I had nothing.
And?
I was clean.
And then you started getting sick.
I was with you.
So when you get the test results back.
Your penis threw up in my vagina and gave me chlamydia.
I don't think so, dude. I want to see these results of yours.
MDS says Zach's a carrier.
I heard him in there kind of like, ow, fuck, when he was taking a piss. You fucking whore. I knew it.
Oh,
you've been hanging out
no.
with him every day this week.
Not today.
Good, slut, good. You pick him. You fucking
dude,
pick
really
him.
He's really short and looks like a leprechaun. I'm good, man.
That's not my fault.
I represent. No, like, you should see him sing that song. That's really funny. I would not want to do that at all. No, but.
But. I just saw MDS said Zach the Carrier, like his name was Zach the Fell. I was trying to make a joke that there should be one more R, but Felon, he spelled it with an extra L, and there's that, yeah. Mm-hmm. Carrier actually needs two R's. Good.
Right.
So but, when do you get your test results back, slut?
Excuse me? Excuse me? Bacon powder? What?
That was me.
I will
that was the
beat
sound
you over
of
the head
me
with that.
Kissing my fleshlight.
You better fucking. You know what? I'm gonna come over there and whip my vagina out, and you better fucking.
Give me chlamydia?
Right.
Don't you dare.
Well, no.
MDS says, or excuse me, Big Mouth says, douche more.
The fuck?
You need to douche more.
I'm fucking douche.
Douching? No, you need to douche more.
I don't fucking douche. Why would I fucking douche?
Oh, no, sorry. He says Zach's a douche is what he meant to tell. Sorry.
Well, that's fine. I don't give
I
a
thought
fuck
he meant douche more.
Oh.
Like you need to.
Women who actually use douches are just idiots. Because your vagina will
fucking
clean itself out by its on its own.
Fucking gold diggers. Oh, wait. Ugh. You didn't mean use douches.
Right.
Okay. Got it.
But no.
So is that it for that story?
Oh, my God. What's this story called? What's this one called?
Danny's a big fucking whore bag. And his damaged parts.
Danny's damaged goods. Thanks very
maybe,
much.
Maybe, hey, did you ever think that maybe...
Stop pointing that thing at me.
I wish if you could push the button here, it would turn on. That'd be cool, huh? It'd be like multi-purpose. But maybe your sis...
It'd be like those Sharpie highlighters. You know,
fuck
the ones that
yeah
say highlighter, but they're actually...
Exactly.
But H-I-G-H, like, and they have a pipe on the inside.
And then you could see what you were fucking.
Right, whatever.
So, maybe your sis gave you...
No.
Something else.
It couldn't do that.
How do you know? You don't know. Have you met this
because
cyst?
The fucking doctor told me so!
Bullshit. Calling it right now.
She said that I would have to have gotten it within the last year.
Huh, that's cutting it pretty fucking close to since the last time you got
but
tested.
But I got tested before I got with you.
Right.
And I was clean.
But maybe it didn't manifest itself.
I got blood tested, you bitch.
Doesn't matter.
And a fucking pap smear where they're like, huh, what's looking in your fucking vagina?
Right, like you did today.
Like, right. And they would have seen it.
Well, we'll see. When do you get the results back?
I don't know. In like a week.
See, you know I'm right. You know I'm totally fucking right.
No, you're not right, okay? You can carry it, I can get it, and I'll get all the fucking crap of it, but you won't get
well,
shit.
Well, that sucks for you.
That's
evolve,
great for you.
Excuse me. Evolve quicker.
You want okay me to have a penis? Is that what you want?
That has nothing to do with it.
It sounds like you want me to have a penis.
I'm saying evolve your inner...
Stop putting
your
butt.
Evolve your immune systems
your
to be able to handle these nasty things that these whores have around here. Are you done? So, she
so
gets the results back.
Me,
who what gives a fuck when?
They gave me the Nuvia ring, which is supposed to give me low doses of hormones, which should shrink the cysts. They also gave me some medication for the infection that was going on in there, or whatever. And then they gave me another antibiotic that I cannot take with alcohol at all.
Oh.
And it's a chemical... She told me she... Okay. She said that this is not a side effect. Like, taking this medication with alcohol is not a side effect. And they're like, oh, you know... Like if you look on Loratad...
Yeah, we get it. If you take pills and drink, it fucks you up more.
Yeah, it's
because
like,
that's
woo,
a side effect.
Great,
this
you know
does some chemical reaction with the actual molecules of the alcohol and makes you vomit.
Yes.
Got
it's,
it.
It's great.
It sucks for you.
So she says, you know, if you're going to... You have to take this, but you can't drink for like 15 days.
So
and
you
I'm
better
like, are
get
you fucking kidding me?
Fucked up tonight in
so
more than
I'm
one
drinking
way
tonight and tomorrow by like
right
noonish.
Fucked
I'll
up
start drinking that or taking that shit or whatever.
Well, good for you.
But
I
it's
hope
an actual
that
chemical
hope,
reaction. That's pretty cool.
I hope that clears up your problem.
I fucking hope so too.
Me too.
But we're gonna fuck tonight and see if that ring comes out on your penis.
Fantastic.
We'll take pictures and twit pic.
So, yeah. So, is it good if it does? Like, do I want to try and just pound it out of you?
I want to see. So, it all can right stay out for at least 2 hours.
All
so
right.
At the most 2 hours. Sorry. So, let's try. Oh, man. I mean,
that's
I feel
awesome.
Okay,
MDS
now.
Says, I know Matt caught it from that guy he works with that had it. If it
you fucking faggot.
Oh, no. From, like, fucking the same chick at the same time, she was a huge whore.
What?
I'm just kidding.
What? No,
that
you're
never
not.
Happened.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I'm totally kidding.
You're not kidding.
I don't have sex with people Ryan has sex with. I'm sorry.
Oh.
So. Is that it for that one?
That's totally it, man.
Fantastic.
I think I'll be okay.
I hope you get better and thegemhole.com/donate because that's probably going to be nice and expensive.
Yeah.
So fuck my life.
I'm actually, hey, check this out. $700.
In the neg.
In the negative with my father.
Well, that's fine.
In the last 4 days.
I'm like $4,000 in negative.
Four
with my
days
mother.
It took me to rack up $700 with my dad.
Well, go you. What do you have to show for it?
I can drive my car.
And cock ring.
And
fantastic.
I can fuck. Cool.
Well, that's good. We all hope you get better. So.
It'd be wonderful.
Thank you guys.
So much.
For listening to that.
The Jamhole.
Remember, thejamhole.com/rush is a new month. Get us the fuck up there. We need probably at least 30 votes to stay around, you know, in the top 10 for comedy. We need about 10 more, but the more the better, because, you know, if we can get even further. And, yeah, like I said, this is probably the last month that we're going to be really pushing this. I mean, we'll push it for all the other shows and shit, but I think after 212 fucking episodes, everyone there knows who the fuck we are. TheJamhole.com/store. Buy a shirt. We got like 5 left.
Right.
If we could sell all 5 of those shirts, that would be enough money to buy me a huge thing of lube. I would appreciate that, guys. We'll see you Monday. Or we'll see you Friday.
You.
We'll see you Friday. Friday. Hey.
Hey, Big Mouse says, put my story in the show, .. Don't cut me. Live show party, super party
in
the Jamhole chat after.
Put me in. Yeah, see, okay.
He's like, wait, no, stop.
You see?
Skirt!
Keith, what you gotta do, like, you got a good one, but it's easier to continue doing the things you like to do to get fucked up if your girlfriend also, you don't get as much done, but, you know, she's not going to be like, I think you need to keep track of everything you drink. Like, if you came up to me and was like, every time you do Oxy, I need you to keep track of it and write it down. I want a needle inventory. Like, that kind of fucking shit. But he is an alcoholic. I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in.
Okay.
That sucks.
So
he totally got called out on.
Things?
Totally called out like 2 episodes ago. It's
really?
Been a recurring theme.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Too many party super parties.
Well, Keith, next 15 days, please drink extra for me.
He's not.
Because I can't drink at all.
He's got to save up all of his. Hey, that's something you guys have in common.
What?
You both of you cannot drink very much. You at all. Him.
At all.
He's got to keep
track
of it.
If I vomit, you know I fucked up and I started drinking again. So.
MDS says she gave him another raft of it today, then headed out to see Lauren.
Nice.
Yeah, sure. We ain't fucking doing nothing. I got to take him, her home. Him.
No,
being Brayden. Right.
Can we have sex?
Yeah. But we're going to
have
a live
party.
Sex. Super party.
What?
So go get me some booze and some coke.
No, I want sex.
Sex and coke.
No, just
sex. Oh, just
sex.
Coke? That sounds
sex.
Good. All right, we'll see you guys Friday. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jamhole. The Jamhole. The Jamhole. The Jamhole.com.